You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Oh, we are riding on a storm for real.
Riders on the storm.
It's already Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And this is the most demonized, most attacked, the most lied about broadcast in the world because we know what we're talking about. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Censorship is back in the news big time because President Trump just got tricked into signing the so-called new NAFTA GATT deal, the USMCA, that is a better deal than the previous one we had. He's been getting some good negotiations out of a lot of countries and a lot of these unelected systems. But clearly within this multi-hundred page framework that's not ratified yet, it says that big tech can censor whoever they want, whenever they want, but still have liability protection and not be a publisher. So it's all coming up today on that front, on that subject. Breitbart has an excellent report on it. We have it linked up on InfoWars.com. USMCA entrenches tech companies' right to censor and transfers it into an international agreement. So it's bad on that front as well. Meanwhile, the ADL has given Tim Cook, the head of the largest corporation in the world that owns the most abusive slave factories on the planet, they contract with them, who has the most overpriced garbage. In fact, it's well known that Amazon and other big retailers, when they know you're using an Apple device, they automatically charge you more. Hotel tickets, plane tickets, tickets to the show, tickets to Broadway, whatever you're buying, anything off an Apple device, big tech says, we've got a schmuck. We've got a schmuck. We've got a schmuck. By the way, I'm a schmuck because PCs weren't as good 20 years ago at video editing. I went from PC to Mac, adopted it, and it's got some benefits being a closed system, but it's tailor-made for evil, tailor-made for oppression. It's merged with China officially. Tim Cook has done that. I memorialized that in a special report I did. Meet Tim Cook, the most dangerous man in the world. Well, he has now gone before the ADL and said that it's a sin not to ban me. It's a sin. And the ADL themselves named he who will not be named at the event, but he did not name me, but they were all talking about me. The press points that out. He was given an award for censorship. How draconian, how authoritarian. We're going to play that video coming up. And then we'll look at all the day's censorship. I've got like 10 articles without even looking here where Stanford's saying take down the American flag. It's offensive. Vegans want to ban the phrase bringing home the bacon. BBC's moves to ban 10 Christmas songs, including Jingle Bells, saying it's anti-black. I'm not kidding. Good old Tim Cook. Meet Tim Cook, the most dangerous man in the world. We're going to be looking at all of that and the big celebration of the big corporations and others about how the Republican establishment has been asleep at the switch and allowed the draconian censorship to not just take root, but to flower. And now it's exploding worse and worse and worse and worse by the moment. And they're moving into just saying, we're now going to arrest you if you criticize Islam. Or if you catch the school, the preschool, putting your son in a dress and telling him that they're a girl, if you criticize that, you'll be arrested. By the way, that's in the news, too, right here in the USA. It's all coming up. They're not coming for our children. They already got them. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at, good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir, he founded Skull and Bones.
We have before us the opportunity to forge, for ourselves and for future generations, a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order. A new world order can emerge.
Fed is a sometimes very independent organization.
Despite evidence that Noriega was involved in drug trafficking, Bush kept Noriega on the payroll.
The United States tonight declared in effect that Panama's General Manuel Noriega is a threat to this country's national security.
Mr. Noriega, the drug-related dictator of Panama. We want to bring him to justice. We want to get him out. And we want to restore democracy to Panama. And so when you read these outrageous charges by a drug-related indicted dictator, discount them. They are total lies.
The men who were working for the CIA's army were responsible for bringing all that cocaine into Los Angeles that sparked the crack epidemic.
My boss goes on a fishing trip with George Bush, and when they come back, they say the ends justify the means.
The Republicans are trying to blame you for the existence of a small air base at Mena, Arkansas. This base was set up by George Bush and Oliver North and the CIA to help the Iran-Contras, and they brought in plane load after plane load of cocaine there for sale in the United States, and then they took the money and bought weapons and took them back to the Contras, all of which was illegal, as you know, under the Boland Act. But tell me, did they tell you that this had to be in existence because of national security?
We had nothing, zero, to do with it. And everybody who's ever looked into it knows that.
On the morning of August 2nd, thousands of people in Kuwait City woke up to war.
Stay away from the window.
Thousands of troops had swarmed into the capital.
They took the babies out of incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
They had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
5 months ago, Saddam Hussein started this cruel war against Kuwait. Tonight, the battle has been joined.
May all the Democrats forgive me this close to the election. I love George Bush. I do.
He thinks of George a little bit like the father he didn't have. And he's very loving to him. And I really appreciate that. I love Bill Clinton.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him.
I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
You've often referred to Bill Clinton, and you talked about his relationship with your father and how it developed, and your mother as well, and he's your brother from another mother. What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
Interesting.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That's just a little sampling of the real George H.W. Skull and Bones Bush, the man that said the NRA should be abolished. The man that wanted open borders, the man that said America as a country shouldn't be allowed to exist. He was a Rockefeller Republican. And while everybody else is face down worshiping him, we're not going to be doing that here at InfoWars. We're going to tell the truth, let the chips fall where they may. There's a bunch of articles out today where all over the country, colleges are saying don't fly the American flag. You know, the Ninth Circuit, what was it, 6 years ago, and then again 3 years ago, ruled twice that American flags are offensive and should not be displayed in public at colleges or at high schools. And I've got articles here today where they're telling fraternities, don't fly the American flag. It's offensive. Remember, Obama wouldn't let Navy SEALs or the Navy fly the Gadsden flag, which is the coiled snake. Don't tread on me. It's a flag used by the militia, then adopted as one of the first flags by the founder of the U.S. Navy, John Paul Jones. In the National Archives, they have 255-year-old Gadsden flags, but you can't have it. It's offensive, just like when Trump said, we're a nation. We exist. We pay taxes. We have our sovereignty. We're a country. And the media was like, we can't believe. Oh, they all had feigned moments of not being able to speak. Did you just hear that? What did he molest a child? No. Did he ship in narcotics to the country? No. That's Bill Clinton. No, he said the country exists. What hatred, what violence, what evil. And that's what the UN says. If a country exists, that lets other countries exist, and they can fight, and so we can have violence, so nations existing causes violence, even though it's the UN engineering global conflict and violence to bring in their one world government. Even though it's the UN that oversaw all the Arab Springs and Gulf War I and Gulf War II to destabilize the planet. And now, in hindsight, we know what those wars were all about. Some of us knew at the time. But I don't blame the soldiers. I don't blame the people that follow the orders and who believe the propaganda. I blame those in the establishment that knew what they were doing. And now we have the Anti-Defamation League set up in 1913. After a member of the Jewish mafia got caught committing a crime, and so the ADL was set up to basically go after anybody that ever exposed any criminal activity by Jews in this country. And now you hear the ADL. I mean, if Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has a right to exist, that's anti-Semitic. If Facebook doesn't let George Soros take over, they're anti-Semitic, when George Soros actually worked for the Nazis. So the ADL is a criminal anti-American organization that trains our police nationwide in brainwashing, but the police don't buy it anywhere. And they got caught, and they've lost big lawsuits, and they've been caught breaking into police departments to get databases on right-wing citizens and where they live. The ADL is a parasitic organization that feeds off Jews and other people. And their support of George Soros and Arnold Schwarzenegger shows that. Shows that in triplicate. Because Schwarzenegger is a devout Nazi on record. admits that he admires Hitler. Soros is a Nazi collaborator, and then who wants to overthrow Israel. And so then if people are critical, whether it be Zuckerberg or whether it be Netanyahu, then they're the anti-Semitic people. It's a sick joke. So the ADL has not had credibility ever, but now it really is a sick, sick joke. They gave Tim Cook of Apple, the biggest corporation in the world that leases and runs the worst, hands down, even Bloomberg reports this, the worst slave factories on earth, where if someone criticizes the working conditions, they're just taken away and killed. He was given an award yesterday for censoring Yours Truly and got up there and bragged about it and then said, because I'm calling for violence. When Tim Cook has praised China's censorship of Christians and Falun Gong Buddhists and others and has said there should be more, and has honchoed the takedown of free speech in America. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Trump's been tricked into something. We got a warning.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got it. We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, it turns out that there was a massive breach of the RNC's emails. But, you know, the Democrats really couldn't find anything. There's no Aleister Crowley spirit cooking events going on. There's no discussions about a ship kidnap kids out of Haiti into New York. There's no discussions of Jeffrey Epstein and his slave island of little girls. There's no discussions of how to cause race war. There's no discussions of how to rig the election or rig the polls or, even worse, rig the debates with CNN, which is all in the WikiLeaks. No, there's just nothing there. We're going to be getting into that. But you know, we forget when they change the subject over to who hacked or stole or downloaded the emails. We forget that they changed the subject to who did that instead of what is in these incredible hundreds of thousands of documents. And what's in the other 35,000 emails that have disappeared off the face of the earth. And then the latest insaneness, Trump tweets yesterday while he was still down in South America that Roger Stone has said he won't lie, has said that Trump never did anything wrong in response to Corsi saying he's been told the liar he'll go to prison by the Mueller witch hunt inquisition. And then all these thousands of articles, thousands, just everywhere. Trump just engaged in witness tampering. That's right. If someone says Trump didn't do anything wrong, I'll never lie about him, and that person's a public figure and hasn't been a witness or even questioned yet, and Trump says, wow, you've got a lot of courage, unlike a lot of people, the president's free speech is now witness tampering, and they had 9 liberal professors quoted in one article about how evil he is. That's right. You can have every channel out there. You can have all the Democrat hacks, people involved actually with Russia, on TV calling for everybody to be arrested that's Republican, calling us all Russian agents with no evidence. But if we say you're full of baloney, you're full of prunes, and Mueller is clearly running around trying to find people who didn't pay taxes or didn't carry their trash out on the right day or whatever, so that they can then indict them on stuff that has nothing to do with Russia and then offer them no time in prison if they'll just say Trump wears black fur caps and gets under the table and is a, you know what, holster for Putin. Because, you know, Colbert said that. He said that Trump is a cock holster for Vladimir Putin. That is the type of total disinformation and lies we see spewing out. And then we saw the incredible election meddling of 2016 by the Democrats, the censorship, the manipulation, and then accelerated the last 2 years publicly. And then Trump has spoken out against it, but so far done nothing. And I was talking to a national talk show host this morning who will go unnamed, and I said, are you on this? And he said, absolutely, we're on it. We'll be covering it tonight. USMCA entrenches tech companies' right to censor and transfers that power to an international body. So it's doubly bad. It hasn't been ratified, and this is a better trade deal overall. It's not a one-sided trade deal for America. It doesn't screw us over when it comes to trade. But it has a bunch of stuff in it that isn't dealing with trade, it's dealing with speech. The article's up on Infowars.com. It's an excellent article from Breitbart.com. President Trump hailed the trade agreement he signed with Mexico and Canada last week as great for all our countries. Perhaps he doesn't know that the NAFTA-replacing trade agreement, USMCA, gives tech giants in Silicon Valley special legal privilege to censor his own supporters and anyone else they find objectionable. And I'm going to cover this with Roger Stone in the next segment because this is everything. The way the internet works, the way you can have a comment section, the way you can have a social media system, is that you don't have liability for what a third party posts because you are seen as a forum, not a publisher. Well, they have that same section here with the liability protection, the immunity, but then they can also act as a publisher controlling what is published, which normally would get rid of your immunity, but this doubly allows it. So they can act as a publisher, but then be given immunity, something TV, radio, and newsprint don't get. So this is a whole new system for the royalty that is big tech. And when we come back, I'm going to play it. It's disgusting. Tim Cook, a truly monstrous corporate kingpin on just a scale never before seen, the support of the rounding up of dissidents, the support of oppressing their own employees in China, the fact they become state-run, all the horrible things they're involved in, supporting the censorship in China, telling the Chinese government he totally supports them and saying, by the way, I'll support censorship here in America or Europe. He sent up his flag of not of surrender, but of total embrace of authoritarianism, and he leads the pack with all the other big tech giants, like the Pied Piper leading rats, then later your children, right down a pit. And we're already here. It's already happening. We knew after I was banned 4 months ago, it would accelerate to everybody else, and now it's here. And Trump's given this multi-100-page document with all these subtext, thousands of pages, and shown the numbers that it's got tens of, you know, billions more per month, better deals for us. So he thinks, okay, that's a better deal. I'll go with it. He signs off on it, declares victory, and now it sails into the House and Senate for ratification in the Senate, and it is a nightmare situation. We'll go over those subsections for you coming up. But let me tell you something. No matter what they push and no matter what they do, now that we're aware of this, no matter how much censorship there is, they're never going to get away with globalism now. We're going to go to break, come back, get Roger Stone's take on this, how we're going to fight back and how you need to fight back and get the word out on this and so much more. They say the stupid Russiagate thing's coming to a head. I don't even think that's even the case, but we're going to be looking at the latest developments on that. On the other side, please don't forget that we have the biggest specials ever going the last few months, and we've topped those in the 12 days of Christmas that started yesterday. So this is now the second day of the 12 days of Christmas here. Free shipping store-wide. 50 to 75% off all the best-selling items. That's store-wide. 50 is the bare minimum, up to 75%. And double Patriot points on future purchases. Off of each purchase, you get 10 points now. That's 10 cents on every dollar, not 5 cents. It's still a great deal. And the big, fat, juicy mega whopper. Everyone gets a, we're all Alex Jones, don't censor me, Gadsden flag, black on white T-shirt in the size you choose, absolutely free with every order. Free shipping, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. And every order, whether it's a tube of fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified toothpaste, or whether it's Super Blue, or whether it's X2, or whether it's Super Mole Vitality, or whether it's an air filtration system, or whether it's another T-shirt, or a book, or a video, or a shortwave radio, whatever it is, you then get a free T-shirt in the same order. For a limited time, the 12 days of Christmas, InfoWarsStore.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo only at BugAssault.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. Then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Herbert Walker Bush, why they memorialized what he does at the German death cult at Skull and Bones, Lodge 322, New Haven, Connecticut. What was it, 10 years ago? Robert De Niro produced a movie with Matt Damon playing the part of an outsider. One outsider a year is brought into the elite blue blood organization where they have gay sex and worship the devil and are reborn in coffins while masturbating. That's right. Ben Garrison's got a new graphic out. Pretty powerful. It's on InfoWars.com on the right-hand bottom corner in the cartoon area. It says, hey, this is not an initiation this time, Poppy. When he crawled into that coffin, George H.W. Bush, 1924, 1918, we wish him happy trails. Here's from the Good Shepherd.
This buttercup, Skull and Bones, accept or reject.
Except that it weren't anyone. How does it feel being a woman?
Why do you want to know?
Gentlemen, I will remind you, you have all taken an oath of secrecy. You have been chosen to become members of America's most secret society. For over 100 years, Skull and Bones members have included a president, vice president, Supreme Court justices, congressmen and senators, captains of science and industry, the very best of America.
We're born to score, they're advising, they're better.
Personally, getting pissed on is personal, Mr. Russell. I take it very personally.
Edward,
we're all in this together.
Go back inside.
We're brothers for life.
Tell us, Mr. Wilson, brother to brother, something you've never told anyone before. Your most guarded secret.
And there he is, climbing into that coffin. I would go on air 23 years ago and talk about Skull and Bones. That was a fact. They'd have newspaper articles saying I was insane that it did not exist. Folks asked why Arnold Schwarzenegger and George Herbert Walker Bush were such buddies. Well, his dad, Schwarzenegger, was an SS officer and went through similar death cult rituals in Germany. And I know that from history, but also from Helmut Schmidt, former German chancellor, wrote a book, Men and Powers, a Political Retrospective. And he said, I really like the death cults you have in America, like Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. You can read this book at the library. But he said, we really do it right where it started in good old Deutschland. So if you look at the iconography and things of that, it's very, very similar. That's where it comes from. Now, my whole point is that you've got the image of George Herbert Walker Bush out there, and then you've got the real person and all the things he's been involved in. And I'm not trying to sit here and speak ill of the dead. I'm simply pointing out that I'm not going to lie to my audience and say how great Mr. New World Order, Mr. World Government was or is. You know, they were so arrogant that they thought that they could censor just a little bit because the Internet wasn't that important. No one ever listened to us. But now that they know that the American people and others around the world are awake to them, now that they know that humanity's awake, they're making their big move. And after Roger Stone leaves us, I'm going to do this next hour. We'll talk some about it now. I'm going to play Tim Cook getting an ADL award for banning Alex Jones and other conservatives. And it is an incredibly disgusting speech. And then the ADL went on to demonize me from the same podium. And it really is outrageous when you know about the ADL and how they actually go after people that are pro-Israel or pro-Netanyahu and how they support Soros, the Nazi collaborator, and Arnold Schwarzenegger and others. And then literally are these anti-free speech venomous groups out there using the Holocaust as a reason that Americans should lose their free speech? It was Hitler that got rid of the free speech and the book burning. So the ADL is nothing but a anti-free speech coalition masquerading as a Jewish civil rights organization. And we even had to have Benjamin Netanyahu come out and say, it's okay to criticize Soros, you're not anti-Semitic. I mean, George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. George Soros believes the state of Israel should not exist. So American Jews particularly should really be asking yourself the question. I mean, I know most of you don't support the ADL, but my God, that's how crazy the left's gotten, where the ADL was in the news last week saying anyone against drag queen story time with your five-year-old, having a big fat guy in a wig shake his butt in your kid's face and tell them that they're another sex, if you're against creepy men coming and talking to your kids that you're a bad person, they're gonna call you out. Well, you just called yourself out. I've got a new report here where a grandfather found out his two-year-old in daycare was being put in a dress and told he was a girl. And the news is like, how dare you not want your two-year-old to be traumatized like this and put in a dress? You know, used to when people approach little kids and told them about sexual stuff, they got put in jail. But now, as long as you say it's liberal, it's a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be looking at all that after Roger leaves us. After Roger leaves us as well. But I wanted to get him on, particularly in the next segment, but also part of this segment, on the latest Mueller behavior. And they claim that this whole jack-in-the-box that we haven't seen is about to pop out. That's coming up. But first, I wanted to hit the really big one. Not the censorship of InfoWars, which we knew was the first domino, but everybody else. Now the USMCA entrenches tech companies' right to censor. Buried in the new NAFTA renegotiation are two subsections that end free speech as we know it and give the tech companies everything they want. So instead of having legislation defending free speech, we're getting legislation codifying the end of free speech. Roger, obviously the president, who's been critical of this, is not aware of what was in the overall plan. He just saw the basic numbers. It's still got to be ratified, but we've got to get this to the president.
Alex, I couldn't agree more. First of all, I want to commend the folks at Breitbart for breaking this news. Look, I have known the president for 40 years, and he's a big picture guy. And very clearly, they slipped in some things here in the small print that he's probably not aware of. But access to a free, accessible, vibrant, and robust internet is absolutely crucial to the future of the Trump reform agenda. It's crucial to his prospects for re-election. It's crucial to the progress he makes for the country over the next 2 years. And it's crucial to his legacy. It may be crucial to his survival in a showdown with a rogue federal prosecutor who has no interest in the crimes of the Obamas and the Clintons, but seems very focused on removing Donald Trump from office. So in essence, by signing this, the president is unilaterally surrendering his ability to communicate in the coming showdown. And I find that very troubling.
I was about to say, remember what Lenin said, give me control of the telephones, the radio, and the trains, I'll control your country. Well, that's what this is. And he's allowing them to seize control, but you see him in the news, they brag, oh, we didn't like his executive order, so we never filed it when he signed it. Or, oh, we just changed it last minute, ha-ha, that idiot signed it. So he's up there delegating, trying to get a ton of stuff done, surrounded by a bunch of knuckle-dragging cowards who thought they'd sneak this through by stealth, but we're here, our audience is here, despite all their attacks, to raise the alarm. This is a critical action agenda. When we come back, we'll give you the details of the subsections on the other side.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point-blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018. InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana that truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the unbeatable ultimate bone broth, 55% off. Free shipping and double Patriot points. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we know the exact shape of the international takeover of our free speech, the attempt to block the populist nationalist movement spreading across the world. And that means we know how to beat them. But we've got to take action. So major action plans straight ahead. The main reason they want to try to silence and block our reach is they want to silence and block your reach. When I say you're the InfoWar, that's not me being patronizing. That's me on my knees. Because when you take action, nothing on earth can stop you except God. And when you don't take action, we're screwed. And we still have a very large audience. I want to be technical here. The core audience is bigger. The overall reach is massively diminished. The globalists have the top universities and the CIA and leftist think tanks all over the news scanning everything we do and, reporting this is up, that's down. Well, we think we kind of beat him, but we didn't. I'm giving everyone a real assessment here. And it's because they don't want us to be critically analysis. They don't want us to give you critical analysis of what's really going on. That's why they're having ADL leftist dinners where they call Trump an anti-Semite, which is just asinine. But they ought to have Hitler host one of these dinners. They're so anti-Israel. It's just upside down world, man. And celebrating and giving awards out for shutting me down. I'll play it all next hour. It's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. So I want to get Roger's take on that. But also the idea that we can't speak out against this. Roger says Mueller's a fraud. Of course he says he's a fraud. And the news goes, ooh, you're messing with an investigation. You're witness tampering. And they've charged a bunch of people with it. And then Trump sees Stone on Stephanopoulos on National Sunday Morning Show saying Trump's done nothing, so I couldn't ever sell him out to Mueller. I never will because there is no Russia collusion. There's nothing, which we all know. And, oh, my God, it was the top story everywhere. Thousands of articles just everywhere. Ooh, boy, they had nine liberal professors all say he's witness tampering and he's a criminal and Stone's one too and the president needs to be impeached and arrested right now. And it goes on and on and on and on and on for Trump saying there's a public figure who hasn't even been questioned, who hasn't been indicted, who isn't in a court case, saying I won't lie because there's nothing to lie about. And because he opened his mouth, that is turned into the thousands of papers attacking the president every day and Roger Stone and myself and Corsi. If we even speak back to this God creature, Robert Mueller, I mean, he is the fifth branch of government. It's like he gave birth to Jesus. He's this inquisitor. How many times in history did they start a special investigation that got out of control and even took over the Catholic Church or took over France or took over England? This is beyond a witch hunt. This is a criminal rogue state inquisition, Roger Stone, and just to watch them turn everything wholesome and good. Of course, he having the nerve to come out and say, they tell me to lie, I won't lie. He should say that if it's the truth, which it is. And then you got Mueller in bed with the Russians, in bed with Hillary, the prosecutors literally involved in Uranium One. This would be funny if it wasn't so ridiculous. I'll say it again. This is on par with having Jeffrey Dahmer be the judge in a case of cannibalism or Hitler sitting in judgment at Nuremberg of other U.S. troops like they were Nazis. Roger Stone, give me your take on this.
Well, Alex, the part of it that's the most disturbing, look, I'm a veteran of 40 years in American politics. I've been through 10 national presidential campaigns. And when it comes to the mainstream media, I've always tried to coexist with them. I've taken the good with the bad. Some were more biased than others. A few were even honest. Today, however, the mainstream media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and particularly the Wall Street Journal, are in bed with a false narrative regarding the Mueller investigation, Roger Stone, Jerry Corsi, WikiLeaks, Russian collusion, which is essentially non-existent, to an extent that I have never seen. Willful deceptions, half-truths, the recycling of items that they know have been either discredited or fully explained on the record in the past, there's no correcting them. They won't be corrected. There's no civility. Having Vox come up with nine experts, all of whom are drooling anti-Trump leftists, saying, oh, yes, the president definitely was involved in witness tampering because he praised my statement that I would not bear false witness against him, that no amount of pressure on me would cause me to lie about the president. It's mind-boggling. Interviewing a guy named Renato Mariotti, in all honesty, what I leave on the toilet paper is more intelligent than this guy. And his bias is so very clear. So I've never seen this mainstream media tight coordination with the deep state as exhaustive and complete as I see today. It's really mind-boggling.
You're a public figure. You go on a national show and say, the president never did anything, so I could never throw him under the bus because I wouldn't lie. That turns into witness tampering because the president says, man, I'm glad you've got guts. Other people haven't had guts like Cohen and others, which Trump has every right to say, you're a damn liar. You get busted laundering $15 million in your cab company that I have nothing to do with, Trump says, and now you're telling lies about me when earlier you said I never did any of this. You're a little rat. That is absolutely the case. So now defending yourself is evil. Shifting gears, Roger, and let's go into the next segment on this. Obviously, the big enchilada is if we don't stop the censorship, it's done. Because we can't even defend ourselves against the lies. And all the big tech censorship had nothing to do with the reasons they said. Now they're giving Tim Cook awards for it. Trump has signed the new NAFTA-USMCA deal, which on balance is a better deal for us. It's not a one-way trade deal, but it codifies in the subsections that we'll cover in the next section that total censorship is authorized and they're given immunity. This must be killed in the ratification process.
Well, Alex, I think timing is everything. And the president's got to make two decisions, and he's got to do it pronto. One is to call the bluff of the deep state and expose Mueller, Rosenstein, Zelensky, the Clintons, the Obamas, Brennan, Clapper, et al., for their use of illegal unconstitutional surveillance on his campaign and for their infiltration of his campaign by the FBI. And he has to move against net censorship so the American people can understand exactly what he is doing and why. Failure to do these two things and do them soon will give the upper hand to his critics and will pave the way for his impeachment and removal. Make no mistake about it. That is the game plan. The more they deny it, the more I am certain of it. And if the House Democrats cannot bring articles of impeachment against the president on the basis of Russian collusion based on a lack of evidence, then they will prop up false charges of sexual harassment.
That's right. Stay there. We're going to come back and talk about that with Roger Stone. Then I'm going to get into the specifics of the oncoming censorship, the ADL, and more. And now your two-year-olds, they're going to teach your two-year-olds how to put dresses on secretly when you put them in daycare, and if you don't like that, you'll go to jail. So they're going to teach your kids how to be screwed up, period, because, well, they're the left. They do what they want. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we are listener and viewer supported. I want to thank you all for your support. It's been amazing. We have the biggest specials ever going for the 12 days of Christmas. Now to the second day of that right now, 50 to 75% off store-wide. 50 is the bare minimum. Total loss leader, many of these. On top of it, we have free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, not 5%, but 10% on your next purchase, and the free gift. Now, this particular T-shirt's brand new. It's designer. It's limited edition. It's going to sell out quickly, and it'll be another shirt we've got in inventory, and then another over the 12 days. The way these are selling, it'll be gone in just about 2 days. It's the We're All Alex Jones, Don't Censor Me, limited edition T-shirt that every order, you could order a $7 tube of concentrated colloidal silver iodine fortified fluoride-free toothpaste, and you'll get free shipping, and you'll get the T-shirt. We lose like $6-$7 on that. That's just an example of what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. So get all your Christmas shopping done. Don't fight the big crowds. Don't fight the horrible traffic. Just get it all done with thousands of amazing, unique items at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best deals and support the InfoWar. And that's a great Christmas for you and for us. Thank you all for your support. Get your free gift now with every order and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It seems like yesterday.
Seems like yesterday.
But it was long ago.
But it was long ago.
We had a First Amendment in America.
Jane, it was lovely. She
and they didn't try to teach our five-year-olds how to get blowjobs at public school. But now half of us have got autism, and the other half have got cancer, and the churches are all closing, and world government's here, and Tim Cook's running slave factories, and he's going to take the rest of your freedom. That's right. You like that, Roger? I can sing discordantly over the wrong lyrics. That's like cats howling in the back of the trash pile, but it's what we do here. A little something special. Hey, Roger, getting serious. I've been ranting and raving here. I've been saying I don't want to hear about the Russiagate thing because it's all bull, but now it's coming to the big head, they say, the big end game, the building blocks. You were saying the whole time, of course it's aimed at Trump. Of course they're going to try impeachment. The president believed his lawyers. Now he's pissed. But he just has to take action. What did you make of him? And we'll roll some of that B-roll where he walks off the stage at the G20 yesterday when they wanted to do the group photo and just says, just get me out of here. I think he was just letting them know, piss on you.
Well, I think the president's patience have run out, but we're back to the same cul-de-sac where he's let the world know that he gets what's afoot, that he has the detonator in his hands. Devin Nunes, the courageous chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has let it be known that the president has information in his hands that if he declassifies it, will send most of the top Democrats in the previous administration to prison. And again, the president's advisors are urging him to wait. Wait for what? Wait for articles of impeachment to be voted? Wait for your trial in the U.S. Senate?
And that's because they've all been told by the deep state, you help us sandbag the president, we won't destroy you. They've all done it out of cowardice.
Well, unfortunately, most of them came from the deep state to begin with. I mean, the president's son-in-law has recommended people for the White House staff who did not vote for Donald Trump, did not support his campaign, do not support.
What about Conway's husband literally saying the president should be arrested for witness tampering? I mean, it's just, what the hell, man?
Yeah, that guy's a clown. I'm looking forward to seeing him at Christmas. He is a gnat. This would be laughable if it weren't so serious. The president has to wake up and take action or they will move on him. I think this is abundantly clear. Alex, you're coming to South Florida between Christmas and New Year's. And we're going to be doing some things to bring this very forcefully to the president's attention.
Oh, so you we haven't war gamed this out yet. So you think we should let people know? No.
Well, I don't think we have to tell them precisely what we have in mind, other than to say you want to come to a warmer climate between the holidays. I think it's important for us to do some things to draw public attention, not only to the issue of internet censorship, but to the peril that this president faces because he's taken on the globalists, because he is trying to remake America and get us back to our fundamental principles. This is why he strikes such fear in the hearts of the neocons and the two-party duopoly that run this country into the ground.
By the way, Roger, you're just joking. I'm not coming to Florida.
Even though you joked about me coming. Right, Roger?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not coming. I get it.
You are something else. We're going to have to talk about this. I know you got to go soon, but speaking of the censorship and speaking of reaching out to the president, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. And I just want to spend a minute or two on how the audience can move and really get this done. Because the president's very close to getting it done, but they brag in the Wall Street Journal. As you said, that's like one of the worst publications now. Brag that, oh, he signs an executive order, they just ignore it or don't file it. Or he says do this, and they go, yes, sir, and don't do it. That's called mutiny. And so we keep bitching, saying, why can't Trump do it? It's like he's trying to build a steel building with toothpicks or something. He doesn't have any men with steel. He doesn't have any men around him that are willing to fight or stand up. That's why they're trying to destroy Roger and I, because we are willing to do it. You're willing to do it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America.
Wenn ihr tanzt, will ich führen. Auch wenn ihr euch alleine dreht.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. The David Knight Show, with the titan of facts and information. David Knight is live 8 a.m. every morning Central. Then there's Owen Schroyer quarterbacking the War Room with his co-host Roger Stone, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. And yes, we've been busy little beavers. By the new year, we're going to have a new weeknight broadcast, 7 to 10. It's going to be a roundtable show. We're still getting that lined up. And we're doing a lot of expansion around here in the face of the globalists coming after us. Now, when Roger leaves us here in just a few minutes, I'm going to get into the actual treaty that Trump just signed that ends free speech as we know it. Now, a lot of you are going to say, oh, my God, Trump just sold us out. No, the subcontext that the multi-hundred-page treaty then refers to is thousands of pages long. You have to go through the thousands of pages, and it's got a lot of good deals for the U.S., but when it comes to censorship, it is draconian. We're going to be looking at that. It'll get killed during the ratification if we make a big noise about it, and we're going to discuss that. In fact, let's discuss that right now with Roger Stone. Google CEO Sundar Pichai is also scheduled to testify in Congress December 11th. He refused to testify before on why he's moved to communist China, why he's censoring, and why he won't work with the Pentagon on AI but works with the Chinese military. It's called treason, that's why. So we're going to be looking at all of that as well. But USMCA, that's the new replacement for NAFTA and GATT. Trump's negotiated a lot of it. It is not perfect. It's way better than NAFTA and GATT. It was done all one-sided. President Trump hailed the trade agreement he signed with Mexico and Canada last week as great for all our countries. Perhaps he doesn't know that the NAFTA replacing trade agreement USMCA gives tech giants in Silicon Valley a special legal privilege to censor his own supporters. Anyone else they find, quote, objectionable, that's in the section. Just objectionable. Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube all engaged in pre-election censorship against Republicans and Trump supporters. Yet, they managed to sneak a liability protection into President Trump's trade bill that would make it even easier for them to censor their own users. And you gotta love old Jared Kushner, but you know, he's been involved in this whole negotiation, and I'm always seeing him rubbing elbows with the Googles and the Facebookies and all them. And I get he probably wants them to be nice to Trump, but they've not been. They've gang-raped America and Trump. And so I just hope Jared advises, we know he will. Jared, good old patriot. I just hope Jared will advise the president to make sure this gets pulled out before it's ratified. USMCA entrenched the tech giant's legal protections under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which grants them legal immunity, this is key, for user-generated content. That's worldwide that works like that. This is an important part of the law that allows tech platforms to host a wide variety of speech with light-touch moderation, only if it's criminal. And that's how they're not liable like a newspaper or TV station or radio station. They're not a publisher. But the USMCA also entrenches tech companies' right to censor without liability. Article 19.17 of the trade agreement gives tech companies immunity from any lawsuits arising from actions taken to restrict material it considers to be harmful or objectionable. That's Pandora's box, the entire universe. Section 230 has a similarly problematic provision, which needs to be amended by the next Congress if the censorship of the Internet is to be stopped. And it goes on to point out that it has to be ratified and that we must block it. So let's stop it right there. I will say, I admire the president. I love the president. I'm with the president. And I know he'll do the right thing when he gets the right advice, as Roger Stone has said ad nauseum. But this is my line in the sand. It is my Rubicon River. If this gets ratified by the Republican-controlled Senate, if Trump does not act against this, then it means that he is capitulating to the Dems and has thought that they've won and that America failed, because he's really been trying so far, and that he's signaling the white flag. Because you're not allowed to just sign over our First Amendment. You're not allowed to do all this. And look, Trump has been the biggest person criticizing this. He's been ordering the Justice Department to come up with systems to stop it. So I guarantee you, like everything else, they brag in the news like he's an idiot. Well, when he signs an executive order, a lot of times we just hide it. He never knows because he's so busy on the next thing. That's how he gets so much done. He delegates like they're going to follow orders. And, you know, we routinely just deep six stuff and hold it. We don't let him see InfoWars, my God, or Breitbart. No, don't let who got you elected, you know, yeah, sure. But more and more, Trump is going and looking for those things he's not allowed to have. Like they told him, look, Alex Jones and Paul Watson edited this video of Acosta. He said, no, they didn't. They zoomed in on it. That's not doctoring. So I know Trump will do the right thing, but as listeners, as constituents, as citizens, as fellow travelers against the globalists, you've got to call the White House. You've got to talk to everybody you know that lives in Mar-a-Lago. You've got to talk to Chris Ruddy, who's good buddies with the president. All of you have got to be citizen activist lobbyists and have got a lot of big old fire under the entire ass of those traitors in the White House that are double-dealing the public and blocking the president. And you've got to go to writetrump.com. We are going to deliver. And, you know, I'll say this. It's crazy. Sometimes I do a write-in deal. We get 100,000 signatures right away, which we had delivered. We've only had like 50,000. And that's great, but it's writetrump.com. It's our letter Roger and I wrote. You can write in your own letter. You can print it off and mail it to Mar-a-Lago or to the White House or to Trump Tower in New York or the Trump facility in New Jersey. You pick where you want it to go, but we will mail them all. We've decided we're going to target Mar-a-Lago and several other places. But we're getting the first 30 or 40,000 that came in the last few weeks. Those are being packaged in envelopes. They're being having, you know, if you give us your name, it's put on there. If not, it's our name. It's being mailed. So Trump pays attention to this. We've got other stuff going on afoot. But you need to go to writetrump.com. And look, don't listen to me. Don't just mail our letter. Go get the Breitbart article and put it in an envelope and mail it. Call the White House switchboard. This president values you. He has his ear to the ground. So these arrogant SOBs think we're beat. They're not if you take action. Roger, you got 2.5 minutes. So put a bow on this for us.
You know, Alex, I'm highly confident that the president is completely unaware of this small print that was slipped into a deal. It's actually a very good deal for America. When it comes to job creation and economic expansion, This is head and shoulders better than NAFTA or TPP or the other multi-international, one-size-fits-all trade deals that were given to us by the Bushes, the Clintons, and the Obamas. That said, the president's legacy, his prospects for reelection, the future of his reform agenda are completely wrapped up in the need for an unfettered access to the internet. This is where Trump supporters communicate. And without it, the president is doomed. I am convinced once he understands the stakes, once he identifies the small print, that this is imminently stoppable. Also, I believe we can put pressure on the Republicans in Congress to recognize the peril involved for them. If they didn't experience it in the 2018 election, I don't know when they are going to wake up, because that's a precursor. If you'd like the results of the last elections, that's what happens when they censor the president's supporters on the internet. That's the inside story. Had we had full access to the internet in the last of elections, we wouldn't have lost the House. So the time is short, the stakes are high, but Donald Trump's heart is true. He gets it. And when this is brought to his attention, I believe he'll do the right thing.
That's right. And if you look at the Section 230 of our law, and it's also international law, it makes sense. It's your third-party post on your platform, as long as it's not illegal, you're not liable for what they say. They can be sued for what they say. You can't. So as long as it's not gambling, child porn, you know, whatever, you're not liable. Well, they're keeping that, but then saying, but we're allowed to control what goes out and control anything we find objectionable. So they're actually a publisher. That gives them unfair trade advantage against TV stations, radio stations, and newspapers. And so this is a whole new system. It's very dangerous. But the perfect storm, Roger, as you know, is old media is dying. Establishment government's in trouble. They want to censor everybody. And so that's why they're all getting on board with this draconian censorship. Roger Stone with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you very, very soon. Be sure, folks, to get your letter into the president right now at WriteTrump.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018. InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before, as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana that truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the unbeatable Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. Free shipping and double Patriot points. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance. In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to be just 110% honest with the public here and the viewers and listeners. I cannot stand talking about myself on air. But I've got to talk about myself because so many times we're the center of news. And to also understand how the propaganda works, it's a real learning experience for myself and everybody else. So we're in the news every day, every hour. And I don't counter one 100th of the lies. But when they demonize me and lie about InfoWars and lie about all of you and who we are, that's really who they're lying about. That's who they fear is you. I'm not being patronizing to make you feel important. They hate an awake, active, focused population. They hate you knowing you've got community. They hate you knowing we're having success around the world with populism and nationalism and a resurgence of Christianity as Christians are being persecuted. But when they then have somebody like Tim Cook, who openly says he wants to censor the U.S. and China and loves authoritarianism and runs the worst slave factories, where if they try to unionize, he just calls the Chi-Coms, they come kill him. I mean, there are thousands of articles about this. He put your Apple code, your iCloud code, a year ago on the Chinese government database. They're state-run. I mean, the guy has gotten away with stuff that is mind-blowing. But it shows that's why they didn't go after the First Amendment here. Because they've gotten away with so much. So a few months ago, he was asked by Vice Television, HBO, Vice, who I guess not the particular host, but that channel that, you know, took some time off from promoting pedophilia, to go actually do a decent job. And this reporter actually asked him about, you know, it's kind of scary, just deep-sifting Alex Jones. He says, well, we just curated it like a museum. Now, you fast forward, he's talking about me because they just introduced him and said my name. He's talking about he's getting an award from the ADL for banning Alex Jones. And he says, well, it's because I'm promoting violence. Remember before they totally took me off all the platforms so I couldn't respond to their lies? They were saying that I said, get your battle rifles and attack the media. There was no video. There was no audio. There was no text. It was a lie. But see, now that Tim Cook thinks that I've been silenced except for InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and talk radio and TV, which is still substantive. And you can still send our links via text or via email. And that's incredibly powerful if you'll do it routinely. He thinks now he's got air superiority. where I'm like a caveman down here. He can just bomb with lies and nobody can respond. And so we are the patient zero. We are the test case. We are the beta test for all this. And now the ADL that's been convicted of stealing police files on people and convicted of framing people and convicted and found, you know, in court over and over again for defamation. Where if, you know, a theater chain owner bought up some theaters that the ADL didn't like, they just call them anti-Semitic. So basically, you just give them a donation and they'll call somebody anti-Semitic. America beat Hitler. America's been an incredibly open country. But then we're scared of being called anti-Semitic. So they even called Netanyahu anti-Semitic because he doesn't want George Soros, the Nazi collaborator that the ADL gives awards to literally overthrow Israel. That's how crazy the leftist ADL is. And that's what it is. It's leftist. It's not a Jewish organization. It's a leftist organization. It's a leftist mafia organization that lies. And so here comes Tim Cook, this big gangster that helps China round up its political dissidents, who runs the worst factories, and he gets into, it's a sin. Now he's a preacher to not remove people like Alex Jones. Talk about sick. This guy, he has blood all over his hands. He is beyond robber barons in books like The Jungle. But here he is earlier just saying it was curation because I'm this bad guy. Now it's because I'm violent and I'm evil. And so no need to show what I did. They can just lie because he thinks he's invincible. Here it is.
I'm here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices ahead of this critical midterm election.
Obama. So I want to move from one part of the Bill of Rights to another, freedom of speech.
Yeah.
How did you decide to ban Alex Jones?
What users want from us and what we've always provided them is a curated platform. We think that what the user wants is someone that does review these apps, someone that does review the podcasts, someone that on like Apple News, where a human,
by the way, hit pause,
is selecting.
I know it's hard to listen to this guy, but we're going to start this over. Notice that when they have me talking, it's scary music like Halloween. Somebody's coming to stab me to death. Oh, my God, Alex Jones. But when Tim Cook talks, it's like everything gets happy. Everything gets good. Everything gets wonderful because he just wants to help you with his slave camps. Here he is.
Here, because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices ahead of this critical midterm election.
Obama. So I want to move from one part of the Bill of Rights to another, freedom of speech.
Yeah.
How did you decide to ban Alex Jones?
What users want from us and what we've always provided them is a curated platform. We think that what the user wants is someone that does review these apps, someone that does review the podcasts, someone that on like Apple News, where a human is selecting the top stories. And that's what we do. We don't take a political stand.
Oh,
we're not
no.
leaning one way or the other.
Oh, no.
You can tell that from the stuff on the App Store and in podcasts, et cetera. You'll see everything from very conservative to very liberal.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's the way I think it should be.
But at what point were you like, okay, that's should it. Be. Alex Jones has to go.
I don't really get into a singular kind of event, but I think there's enough there that reasonable people could agree.
Like your slave camps in China?
If you're going to curate, that should be all.
Did you coordinate with other tech companies to kick off Alex Jones?
No.
No.
I've never even had a conversation about this with
Oh, no.
Why not?
But why?
We make our
decisions independently. And I think that's important. Honestly, I've had no conversation. And to my knowledge, no one in Apple has.
What's the music?
You seem like a very nice guy, and you're committed
you.
To
It's
privacy.
All happy.
It's very admirable, but
you're admirable.
You also run a $1 trillion company, which is another way of saying you have a lot of power. So what happens if you change your mind? Or the person who comes after you doesn't agree with you?
Well, first of all, we don't really think of ourselves as a trillion-dollar company. Just to
no, we're no big deal, yeah.
In terms of power, I've never...
We used to overcharge on everything and rip you off. And... So there you go, folks. We're going to come back and get his ADL speech where they introduce him. They hail him. He took down Alex Jones, the evil one, the violent demon. Yay! We're so American. We're butchering free speech, organizing with a trillion-dollar company, working with the Chi-Coms that killed four or five times what Hitler did. We're the ADL.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, or bloating, and nothing else helps. Get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018. InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana that truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the unbeatable ultimate bone broth, 55% off. Free shipping and double Patriot points. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there, but because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you've got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind.
emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of time.
So imagine Apple computers. It's well known that if you have an Apple device, major shopping carts out there, Infowars Store doesn't do this, but others do, major travel sites, hotel sites, airline sites, they see you as a schmuck and they charge you more for the airline tickets, for the hotel rooms, for all of it. And so it's true that they curate like a museum for schmucks. They don't pass up to the top of Apple's websites what is most popular. They decide what you see. That's the complete arrogance of a Tim Cook. And again, if you look up Foxconn laboratories that they exclusively contract with, the worst slave camps, forced abortion, forced drugging, working their fingers bloody, people committing suicide, suicide nets. And Tim Cook goes to China and encourages them to be more draconian. He encourages them to pay people less. And the party says, we're having major riots because you pay people the lowest level in the country. And he says, if you don't like it, we're leaving. I mean, behind the scenes, he's just like, I'm in command. And he reportedly just goes, rah! But then out in the public, I'm Tim Cook. I'm a nice little engineer that Steve Jobs begged to run things because I get things done. So they overcharge you. They make sure that, don't believe me, just search engine, Chinese Communist Party tells Apple to share the wealth with the public. Even the greedy Chi-Coms say, man, you pimp so good. Why you pimp so good? One time Snoop Dogg said that to my cousin. He goes, yeah. Well, how you pimp so good? I can't tell the story, but the point is, it's a real story. We're sitting here looking at this, and it is unbelievably ridiculous that Henry Ford, for all his problems, they said, why did you triple wages for industrial workers? And he said, well, we're up here in Dearborn, Michigan, and if I pay my workers 3-4 times what anybody else is, it's still a fraction of the money I make. They will then spend all the money locally and build up a giant infrastructure that'll bring more workers here. And then they'll be able to afford to buy my automobiles. Wow, what a smart person. He was building an ecosystem, a livable future ecosystem. The globalists don't want that. They want a post-industrial world where they oppress the third world and use it as a weapon against the first. So when I shot a video back in October, it's a very important censored report titled, Tim Cook is the most dangerous man in the world. I showed you more than 50 mainstream articles. More than 50. Where he lobbies for China to be pay less and be more brutal. And the Chinese communists are shocked by how vicious he is, but they admire him. So think about that. And I go through all the admissions of how he's promoting censorship in China, censorship in America, and actually lobbying to the U.S. government. If you want censorship, we're ready to do it. So he's a clear and present danger who's moved to communist China. He's doing all this. And it's out of control. So I've taken that special video report and I've added it to Paul Joseph Watson's report about yours truly. That's on Infowars.com. ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, gives Tim Cook award for censoring online speech. Apple CEO says it's a sin to not ban certain people. A sin. Apple CEO Tim Cook received a Courage Against Hate Award from the Anti-Defamation League yesterday for censoring online speech, including InfoWars. Alex Jones, the ADL, listed me, whom Cook referred to as a violent conspiracy theorist. I have no criminal record. I've never called for offensive violence. I don't own or run slave camps. I don't have my political enemies rounded up and shot like Tim Cook does. But see, I have a gravelly voice. I have wide shoulders. I got a 20-inch neck. But if I was kind of preening around and going, oh, hi, I'm Tim Cook. Oh, yeah. As long as you put on that whole pansy act, it's okay. Behind the scenes, Tim Cook is not the little pansy hopping around in the Steve Jobs outfit. All that is for outward consumption. Steve Jobs' children didn't get smartphones or iPads. None of the Apple executives, none. Facebook, Twitter, none of them allow their kids near computers. Because they lower IQ, they destroy you. But in the church of old Tim Cook, and the full videos are on Infowars.com. It's a 30-minute speech. You got the ADL spokesperson talking bad about me. You know, I'm in the report, and they're up there. Yay! Oh, we're getting rid of free speech in America. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. And they know they can't call me anti-Semitic because no one buys that. And they know they can't call me a Nazi. Nobody buys that. So they go, oh, he calls for violence. And then they can't produce anything that isn't edited. You know, I've been thinking about who to sue for a long time. And I don't like suing people. But man, ADL. Can you imagine a jury when they saw the ADL giving awards to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who praised Hitler? Or awards to George Soros, who funds him, who was a Nazi collaborator, and then you're sitting there trying to take my free speech and digitally, like Jews were, put into ghettos where they couldn't do business for 5 years before they got rounded up and shipped off to be worked to death and killed. And you're literally trying to put me in what Matt Drudge coined a digital ghetto and then using poor dead Jews killed by Hitler as the pretext for your organization's cover to then engage in Hitler-like activities. How shameful of the ADL. And by the way, I wish no harm against the ADL. They're a very sad organization, and not one-tenth as effective as the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's the big enchilada. The ADL is like a 7-foot-long shark. The Southern Poverty Law Center is like a 200-foot-long megalodon or something. I mean, it's just incredibly evil. We've never caught the ADL actually running white supremacist terror camps and blowing up buildings. We have caught the Southern Poverty Law Center involved in it at Oklahoma City. We know all the names, everybody involved. Notice they never challenge that. They keep their mouths shut, as they should. Now, oh, are we almost out of time already? I haven't gotten to the clip yet. Here, let's start hearing some of Tim Cook talking about fighting Alex Jones. If you don't do that, it's a sin. Here it is.
Here, because there is...
Very interesting.
Perhaps most importantly... It drives us not to be bystanders as hate tries to make its headquarters in the digital world. At Apple, we believe that technology needs to have a clear point of view on this challenge. There is no time to get tied up in knots. That's why we only have one message for those who seek to push hate, division, and violence. You have no place on our platforms.
Go ahead and hit pause. We're going to come back with this. You have no place in our digital commons. You have no place buying our slave goods made by slaves. You have no place. We're going to lie about you. We're going to say terrible things about you. And we're going to remove you so we can get awards and lie about you more. While you're funded by George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, who wants to overthrow Israel. Man, what an evil group of people. Let the slave camps roll.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.
This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, they'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Do you remember what our headline was yesterday? Globalists are engineering a worldwide financial collapse to stop populist and nationalist movements. And right now, the Dow is going between 800 and 750 points down. DrudgeReport.com. It's also on NewsWars.com. Fears of slowing economy. And what happened? Well, Trump bet on America. He knew China had 10% growth rates for decades. We had 2% growth rates. The leftists said we'd never get above 3% at the New York Times. Paul Krugman. Trump came in, got some of the regulations off, got some of the tax cuts going. And Wall Street and the investors believe they could come back to America. And then the Federal Reserve, private run for profit, did 7 interest rate hikes. and announced at least five more in the next year and said, we believe the economy is going to implode. Never did that under Obama. All to stop Trump, all to stop the nationalist movements. They admit. Bill Maher admits it. Hillary Clinton's talked about it. They think you're so stupid that if they take this recovery away from you and take your 401k up 30-40% a year away and take your future away, that you'll blame Trump. And you know what? The general public probably will. They're that stupid now. And so what they signified was Trump went to war with the Chi-Coms who had a one-sided deal. He only wanted to get a third of the screw over back. He said, listen, you can keep 70% of the screw job. Give me 30%. They said no. He said, now it's 50%. They said no. Now he said it's 80%. Now they've agreed to about 30-40%. But they're trying to back out of that. That's why Trump's like, I'm sick of this crap. We built you, we gave you running water, we gave you everything you have after the Japanese tried to destroy you, and now you've got one-sided deals screwing us over, you got all our companies moving over there and becoming state-run, you won't even have a market soon in the U.S. The Chinese go, we know, we're taking you over. You know, they own Hollywood now. They're the ones that fund all the anti-family, teach five-year-olds how to put on dresses. That's all Chi-Com funding. They admit it. They execute you for that in China. They don't allow that in China, but they're doing it here to poison us. And Tim Cook and all of them are just fine and dandy with that. So let's punch up the Dow right now for folks on screen. So all of this is happening because the world signaled we don't want a vibrant stock market. We don't want factories. We don't want jobs. We don't want families. We want a post-industrial world. We don't want somebody in 2 years that turned the economy around 50, 60, 70%. We don't, and I don't want to compare Trump to Christ, but it's the comparison is, it's a true story. It's in the Roman histories, the Jewish histories. Josephus, the Jewish historian, wrote about it. Christ gets brought up there. He has done nothing wrong. Pontius Pilate, here's what he's done. And he says, okay, well, it's a holy day of the Jews. I will let one person go today who's scheduled to be executed. And there's two people scheduled to be executed today. Jesus of Nazareth and Barabbas of Jerusalem. And Barabbas was a robber and a rapist and a killer and a tough guy. And they said, give us Barabbas! And so we've got Trump. Good economy, cares about the country, trying to get all this blocked technologies released, all the cures and treatments, all the good things he's trying to do. He's not perfect, certainly not Christ, but it's the same thing. They go, we don't want that. Give us Hillary. Give us Michael Moore. Give us Nancy Pelosi. Give us Maxine Waters. Give us Angela Merkel. Give us Theresa May. Give us treason. Don't give us Vladimir Putin, who stands up for his country. Don't give us Benjamin Netanyahu who stands up for his country. Don't give us Donald Trump who stands up for his country. Don't give us the new Italian leader or the new Brazilian leader that stands up for his country. Give us what the mainstream media wants that'll screw us over. Remember Bill Maher? I want the economy to implode to get rid of this guy. They did everything they could to block it, and now they're doing everything they can to block U.S. companies coming back to the U.S. And even though General Motors got bailed out 10 years ago, and even though General Motors made record profits, and even though General Motors just bought back hundreds of billions of dollars in the last few years of their own stock, they're closing five factories in a place where Trump promised it'd stay open, thinking those voters are so stupid, they'll be pissed that he couldn't keep it open for them. Now, let's go back to the numbers. It's already been gyrating up and down. So let's go. It's 600 points down. It's 721 points down. It's 800 points down. It's 750 points down. It's all over the map like a ping pong ball shot out of a cannon. But know this. Big corporations and companies, on average, aren't evil. It's the top 50 or so that are. But there are so much economy is a bunch of other companies. They want to go where business is going to be open and where they're going to have a fair shot. And Trump got in and we were open for business and they thought, yeah, we'll have exuberance. We'll have jobs. America hadn't had a boom since the 60s. We can do it again. And the globalists said, that's not part of the program, Jack. That's not going to happen. And you see Trump just walking off the stage. He's like, just get me out of here yesterday. And I can tell you, Trump's going to keep fighting, but he can't believe. It'd be like if you went to a restaurant for 20 years and the food was always quick, delicious, and healthy. But you went to a place across the street and got food poisoning there routinely and the food tastes like crap. And then you said, you know what? I don't want your restaurant that's good and healthy and tasty to be here. I want you closed. And no one goes to the good restaurant. They all go to the place with roach crap on the tables and roaches walking around in broad daylight. And you get food poisoning. And everyone goes to the place with food poisoning. And they love the place with food poisoning. They love Venezuela. They love North Korea. They love the EU. They love Democrat blue states with needles and human feces and teaching five-year-olds how to get blowjobs. I mean, this is what... this is what cursed people want. They don't want Jesus Christ. They want Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Give us a screw job. Give us Tim Cook running slave factories. Because he's gay, though. It's cool. It's like, well, he is gay. So, I mean, well, oh, okay. Well, then, you know. I can tell you how many times I have leftists walk up to me like it's like they're wearing a royal purple coat. They go, we're gay. And I'm like, well, I can't even talk at that point. It's like, I don't care if you're gay, if you're straight, whatever the hell you are. I care about what you stand for. But the fact that you announce it like it's a royal coat or something is pathetic. But it's all these identity politics that you claim Trump's involved in when Trump's in the opposite of identity politics. He's unifying you about free market and things that work, and he thought you'd want it. And you know what? You did want it. The Republicans really got elected. The Democrats stole it. But because the Republicans wouldn't say that, and because the Republicans wouldn't fight back, and because the Republicans have allowed the censorship, they have signaled weakness. They have signaled weakness. So you might get a total stock market crash for Christmas. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if the Plunge Protection Team wasn't in there, the Committee on Open Markets, that would happen right now. And I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to go to break and come back. Stuart Rhodes, Oathkeeper's going to be in studio. And I never got to the Tim Cook attacking me at the ADL, but my God, something is wrong in the state of America and the world when the ADL is having pro-censorship award ceremonies for a guy running slave factories and celebrating me being taken off all these places. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget we're running the biggest specials in our history right now. We've just escalated them. Everything must go. Total clearance sale. 50 is the lowest special. 75% is the highest. Everything is 50, 75% off. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. And a free gift. It's the new Alex Jones shirt. We're all Alex Jones. Don't censor me with the Gadsden flags. Don't tread on me. Don't censor me. Every order gets that free on top of it. Absolute total loss leader. I mean, we are just clearing out everything. You're getting great products. You're not fighting the cars. You're not fighting the traffic. You're not fighting the lines. You're getting great pro-America products, great supplements like Brain Force and X2 and X3 and Supermel Vitality and Lung Cleanse and Knockout Sleep Aid and Ultimate Bone Broth, our big special today. It's 60% off Ultimate Bone Broth. It says 55, but I told them 60. We'll have that change to 60. And you get double Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But whether you get a $10 order or a $100 order, you get the free shirt. All orders get the free shirt. When this one sells out, we got another shirt that'll be the free gift you get. But right now, it's the limited edition We're All Alex Jones shirt. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Spread those links.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know
from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the unbeatable Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. Free shipping and double Patriot points. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
All right, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers is about to launch a major operation on the Texas border with more caravans trying to invade. But the main caravan, UN-funded, was turned back by Mexican authorities and for now is about 40 miles south. So for now, Trump has had a major victory against this UN program. Here is our own Greg Reese filing this report today for InfoWars.com.
Organized and funded by leftist NGOs, the migrant caravan was formed in the violent city of San Pedro Sula, a city in northern Honduras, and began heading north in mid-October. From the very beginning, the intentions of the so-called migrant caravan were clear. Their plans were to reach the U.S. border and cross illegally. When they reached the Mexican border, the border gates were not opened for them. They violently broke through them anyway, and the Guatemalan police stood back and watched. In mid-November, they reached the U.S. border in Tijuana, Mexico, and showing no respect for U.S. law, they immediately began scaling the border fence. And on Sunday, November 25th, the caravan made a run for the border in an organized assault. They went through the canal and violently pushed through the local Mexican authorities. Dragging children along with them, they did not show any respect for the laws of the U.S. or Mexico. Instead, they tried to force their way through the border fence before being repelled by tear gas. President Trump temporarily closed the border at San Ysidro, sending a message to the Tijuana government, which has always relied on the crossing for its tourist economy. The message seemed to have gotten through. Tijuana Mayor Juan Manuel Gastelum evicted the migrant caravan from their encampment right on the U.S. border and began busing them all to an area about 30 minutes south of the border in the Mariano Matamoros area. The organizers of the caravan were furious. They wanted to be on the border to pressure the U.S. Far-left extremist group, by any means necessary, failed in their attempt to coerce the migrants into making a second attempt at taking the border. And on Saturday, after getting sworn in, newly elected President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador signed an agreement with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to create a development plan to lessen the poverty that drives people to leave. It seems as if the United Nations replacement migration agenda has been stopped in its tracks at the U.S. southern border. And as the United Nations seeks to ratify an international open borders policy, dozens of countries have already declined. President Trump's America First agenda is spreading to other countries. World leaders across the globe are learning that world peace begins at home. And if California is the testing ground for what the new left is hoping to implement throughout the rest of the country, torn and frayed, burned to the ground, and falling into darkness, then we certainly have our work cut out for us here at home before we can start trying to save the rest of the world. This is Greg Reese for NewsWars.com.
Zero Hedge reported a recent study concluded that only 2% of the population needs to have done a DNA test for virtually everyone's genetic makeup to be exposed. And that exposure opens the door to the ultimate breach of privacy, a breach that will germinate the seed, constructing a prison planet system nanny state that would even horrify George Orwell. Bloomberg reported currently law enforcement already has potential access to millions of people's data, said James Hazel, a researcher at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, Tennessee. He continued, a universal system would be much easier to regulate. Meanwhile, the creeping reality of the Real ID system is here. The New York Times wrote, currently all 50 states are either compliant or have extensions, meaning none of these residents need alternative identification. There are 28 states that are now Real ID compliant, including Texas, Ohio.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stuart Rhodes is in studio with us, a founder of Oath Keepers, former one of the head guys for Ron Paul in his congressional office, oathkeepers.org. And he's been all over the U.S., all over our borders. Who could have believed when Ron Paul was talking about this 30 years ago, I was talking about 25 years ago, you were talking about it 15 years ago, 20 years ago, that now world government, total censorship, the Democrats allied with the Chi-Coms, that all of it would be so incredibly naked and in our face, and then when those of us that were right about all this are proven right, instead we all get censored, we don't get carried around on folks' shoulders, which I'm not calling for. The general public appreciates what we've done, but now, Stuart, it's so much clearer. I mean, you're a constitutional lawyer, you're a former Army paratrooper. I mean, you've been around the world, you've seen a lot. Historically, before we get into what's happening with the border and these migrant invasions and the rest of it, what would you call this time in history?
I would call it the battle between the people and the globalists. I mean, look what's going on in France. It's a worldwide assault on average people in the working class. That's what's ironic, is the left abandoned the working class long ago and aligned with globalists that trash economies and and vampires on a global economy among nations.
And by the way, we'll run some B-roll for TV viewers in the background of the image of people commandeering huge cranes and then throwing police cars into burning checkpoints. I mean, these are like some scenes from hell.
Well, you're seeing what's turning into a civil war in France, basically. You've got the French people finally waking up to the reality that their globalist leaders have sold them out and want to destroy their nation. And they're acting like nationalists. They're acting like people that want to preserve their way of life.
You know, the good news, too, is that Macron, the literal Rothschild sex toy when he was 13 years old, he has now backed off for 6 months on the new carbon tax.
Well, he's backing off just long enough for the folks to get back to sleep again, and then they'll be back again. So this is the problem we face in our own country, too. It's this, you know, assault from both sides of the aisle. It's the establishment, it's the deep state in every nation.
I would call this World War IV, because I agree with the folks that study these things that the Cold War was World War III. And now World War IV is a new type of war. It's on every front. You're an expert on that. You've spoken to that. I mean, let's talk about who the players are in this fight, who the globalists are versus who the nations are. And it's so clear they've been exploiting the third world. Now they're using it as a weapon.
Oh, completely. We saw that in Europe for the last two decades, and we're seeing it here in the United States as well. It's been going on for a long time. This is what's kind of frustrating about the whole caravan issue is that's just simply the latest tactic or assault in an ongoing war on the West to flood us with third world people and then, you know, overwhelm us and kill our countries. It's happening in Europe. It's happening here in the United States. It's the war on the West.
And it's so obvious when they're waving foreign flags screaming down with America.
Yeah, you got Hondurans waving the Honduran flag, burning the U.S. flag. Like you've had, you know, Mexican people waving the Mexican flag and burning the U.S. flag. That's not who we want here. And they know it and they don't care. And you have the leftists in the, you know, chanting in the streets, no border, no wall, no USA at all. They're telling you exactly what their agenda is, which is to destroy this country, destroy the West.
I want to get specifically the border operations and what you guys have been witnessing and some of the great ranchers you've got here in the Green Room. In fact, if they ever want to pop in the studio in there, I'd love to have them on, so that opportunity's there if they want it. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, is here. But the few minutes we have left before break, before we get into that, again, what is it like to be politically active for, I don't know, more than 15 years and to see our movement really being extremely fringe, now being mainstream globally, nationalists being elected everywhere, but then seeing the globalist counterstrike of open censorship, openly allied with Juncker and the EU and the CHICOMs, to me, it's a good feeling to see how far we've come. But as the real war has started now, it makes me upset because they have national polls. One-fifth of Americans say ban the American flag. They really hate the country. These battle lines are so clear. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think that you'd have such a large percentage of people siding with the globalists and against their own self-interest.
Well, they've been indoctrinated in the high schools. And look at the NEA. Just this last plank from the NEA about what they called white supremacist culture they want to stamp out. So they've been indoctrinating the kids in high school and in colleges now for generations. All my kids are homeschooled. So I'm not surprised at all. I mean, I went to Yale Law School. I saw the brainwashing was going on at Yale at the highest levels. They brainwashed these kids into communism. So they teach them to hate the United States and hate their own country. And this is what's been done by the left since the 70s or 60s, actually, is they especially want to focus on blacks and Hispanics, trying to get them to believe that this country is inherently racist and oppressive and to hate their own country. But it's among also the young whites, too. So I'm not surprised at all. You have a lot of useful idiots out there that have been indoctrinated to hate their own country.
Well, this is just today. Stanford's telling fraternities, take down the American flag. It gives us a bad image. This is literally what a foreign enemy does. It says, take down your flag. You suck. In the fictitious, fictional 1980s movie Red Dawn, they're in a sports stadium modeled after real Soviet sports stadiums that did this, saying America's a pigsty, George Washington sucked, guns are it sounds like MSNBC, the fictional brainwashing camp, yeah, is now on television.
Well, it's right there in your face, which is kind of good. Like you said before, now the mask is coming off. They're revealing themselves what they really are, which is communists. It's communist versus freedom. That's what it's boiling down to. And of course, being manipulated by the globalists, who are neither one. They're neither communist nor are they free. They're just global dictators. But they use the useful idiots on the left in this country as a weapon.
Gut level. I think intellectually, spiritually, we're turning the tide. We're waking up. We're starting to have some big wins. But the counteroffensive of the globalists is so over the top. I think if we don't recognize that this is the real assault and really don't take this serious, like you said, wake up, we're going to lose.
Well, we'll be in a fight. It'll turn into a kinetic fight. The only way to win without that kinetic fight, we have a narrow window of opportunity right now to turn things around without having to use force.
But no, I understand that. I'm simply saying if you're hit by something that is cultural, societal, genocidal ending you, if you don't recognize that this is a full assault, then you'll be destroyed. I'm simply saying we must recognize the magnitude.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's too much apathy right now also. I call it the Trump apathy effect. There's too many on the right have gone to sleep because Trump was elected. Like, well, we won the war. And it's just one battle. And they're not doing enough. That's what's frustrating for me. It's just why we're now going down to the border. We feel a need, a duty to call attention to what's happening and to push for more. It's not enough what President Trump has done. He's done some good work, but the military deployment to the border is simply in the major crossing areas, and it's only a support function. It's not enough. He needs to deploy the full U.S. military on the border. That's what's necessary. Because if he doesn't do that, we'll be swamped, as the intent is, and the Democrats will gain a illegitimate permanent block of political power.
Well, that's right. And the left then acts like we're advocating martial law. No. Having the U.N. take over our police like Obama called for, strong cities, that's martial law. Having military on your border when it's under attack is called the default constitutional position.
Right. Well, Drew Wilson did this back when Pancho Villa raided across the border and killed American citizens. He deployed the U.S. military, the full U.S. Army on the border, and then sent a punitory expedition into Mexico to track down Pancho Villa. So, you know, one of the patron saints of the globalists is Woodrow Wilson. He did this. So there's precedent right there from about 100 years ago. For the president to take action and defend the country, it's completely constitutional.
But from the time of Rome or any other system, militaries are for the border.
Sure, national defense. If you don't have a border, you haven't got a country. Absolutely. So he could even deploy troops into Mexico, as Wilson did, to go and hit them before they get to the border.
Well, even before Wilson, back when Mexico went all the way up into Oklahoma and even some of the areas of Colorado, killing miners and people. The United States is where the Marines have them, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
Right.
I mean, the Marines have gone down to Mexico City, too.
You bet. Absolutely.
And we're not calling for that. We're just saying if Mexico and other people let their southern border open and do this as a military attack, we'll have to go down and take their government over to stop it. In fact, Trump's even said Venezuela. That's what's causing the whole collapse northward. We've got to do something about that. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
We
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stuart Rhodes is in studio, the founder and head of Oak Keepers, oakkeepers.org. What a great organization. Be sure to go there and spread the links and support them, because they've proven themselves over the decades to be a great patriot organization. Stuart Rhodes is an Army veteran. Of course, he's one of Ron Paul's main advisors. He's an award-winning constitutional lawyer trained in Yale, which really showed him how the establishment operates. We'll talk about Skull and Bones and Poppy being buried tomorrow a little bit later in the broadcast. But first, we're on the same page. I walked in here and I said, what needs to be done? And you said prosecutions. Well, I had just told them, I'm going to ask Stuart where he wants to go, but I bet he says prosecutions. Cue up the mayor of Tijuana saying, charge these people.
Yeah.
A lot of these are kidnapped kids. And you know what threatens Soros and the UN and the globalists when you see when they get most upset. Remember a month ago, Lou Dobbs has the head of Judicial Watch on. He's also a lawyer, and he's gotten documents proving Soros is getting taxpayer money to do it. Well, Soros is on the news bragging about it, too. It's not like it's a damn secret, but he has the documents. They call for Dobbs to be fired, boycott start, and News Corps says the head of Judicial Watch is now banned. Totally respected. So, it wasn't because they were lying. The news all said fake news, but wouldn't say what Lou Dobbs said. It's what Stuart Rhodes said. So, again, anybody can search engine a banned Lou Dobbs interview on the caravan. It's on InfoWars.com. But Stuart, you're a constitutional lawyer. I mean, yes, get on the border. More troops. You're going to give us your assessment in the next segment, your report card being all over the 2,000 plus miles via aircraft on the ground over the years, just out in California and out here in Texas. But we'll get your report card on currently trying to put a tourniquet on the leg instead of not letting him chop the leg off to begin with. What do we need to do?
Prosecutions. There's a clear federal statute that criminalizes, it's felony, to aid and abet illegal aliens coming into the United States. And so you've got bald in your face violation of federal law that should be prosecuted. There should be DOJ indictments and grand juries being convened for the politicians in California, for Soros, for all these NGOs that are assisting these legal aliens coming into the United States and encouraging them. It's aiding and abetting. Same with sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. Same thing.
If I shut up an NGO
and tried to smuggle kids in, I'd be put under the jail and I should be. And they admit that a lot of these kids smuggled in under Obama wouldn't get checked and were sex traded. Yes. That's even in the Washington Post, New York Times. So exactly. How the hell is this happening?
It's the same problem we've seen over the years. I mean, I don't understand why the DOJ under Trump is not prosecuting. He needs to clean the deep state out first in his DOJ and begin the prosecutions. That's where he has to start first. Otherwise, he can't clean anything else out. They believe they're untouchable. They can do what they want and get away with it. And so far, they're right.
And again, people say, well, Trump better do something. It's all these liberal judges are the ones that say he can't ban people from six countries when it's right in the Constitution. They're the ones suing him right now saying he couldn't block the caravan. He just ignored that.
Right. Well, that's what he should do. He should eventually just say, look, the judges can, you know, kind of what you had Andrew say, right?
Andrew Jackson. Yeah,
that's right. Andrew Jackson said, we'll let them enforce it. You know, he has to protect the country. But he should be prosecuting, I think, the governor of California, for one. The mayors that are doing the sanctuary cities should be prosecuted and start there. Put them under indictment. And so the people can see. And if they still, if the judges dismiss the cases, then you know exactly what's happening. And you realize you're dealing with a judicial tyranny in this country. Force them to do that. Force them to dismiss the charges. Force the judges to show their true face.
Well, every time it gets to the Supreme Court, they go 9-0 for Trump because he follows exactly the letter of the law. That's the good thing about Trump is he literally just goes off it.
Right. And that's the one ace up his sleeve on the courts. Is he can take it to the Supreme Court and he can crush down the lower court.
But again, when the Ninth Circuit and these Democrat Congress people are in California saying, everyone come here. We're not going to check you. And there's smuggled kids and drugs. Again, like the head of the Hillary Foundation group got caught smuggling little kids out of Haiti. She went to jail. Like, suddenly, it's crazy, man.
So he has to start indictments. He has to start pushing back against them because otherwise they have no fear. And we have to support him in doing that. And then after that, we'll see how it goes. It could be uncharted territory, or at least not since the last Civil War.
Well, I don't want to get into it on air because smart folks have told me it's probably not the best time to do it. But I've actually had Mueller literally try to set me up. I mean, I've had them come after me, and they're coming after everybody. I mean, they are really threatening. I mean, I know they've probably messed with you a lot, too. It's just it's crazy.
Expected. Yeah. Expected, for sure.
I just can't believe that they found so many traitors.
You mean they're willing to go along?
Yeah.
It's just human history. You're always going to have those who are willing to go along for their own personal gain and for their own skin.
But don't they get they lose their skin by acting like that in the end?
I think they believe that they'll be spared. This is the useful idiot problem, right? They always believe that they're going to be part of the elite and whatever's going to come. They'll be rewarded, and they won't be. They won't find out until it's too late.
Well, take Stalin. He liked Hitler because Hitler was such a murderer. And this is on record, and he thought Hitler would really make a deal with him when they divided Poland. And when he got double-crossed, he wasn't seen for 10 days because he was so freaked out by it. But it was the Russians ended up having to step up and beat Hitler. It wasn't Stalin who then got the credit. Right. But it showed how he was a useful idiot, too, to Hitler.
Yeah, completely. And that's the thing is, that, you know, so the internationalist-minded leftists who truly believe that they're only helping migrants get here, a lot of them are innocent, useful idiots. They don't realize what's being done. They're being manipulated, but they have been indoctrinated to hate their own country. And in the end, they'll be crushed by the globalists. They won't have the communist utopia that they think they're going to have.
Well, that's another thing. You got people, all the borders around Venezuela have been closed, except for UN corridors up to the United States. And a lot of these are Venezuelans. And the people coming here want communism again.
Right. Well, they're being told that. They're being told that you deserve this. You should come to this country. This country was unfair and imperialistic. And you should come here and fly your flag, burn the American flag, and we'll all be happy once you help us destroy this country.
Why do people at Stanford and the Ninth Circuit rolled this out on the West Coast put up with them saying, take down the American flag, it's a hate symbol, and then so many people do it. It's like this religion of capitulation. Don't they get it's just going to be more, more, more?
Yeah, you're not going to complain. They'll be satisfied. You can't placate them or satisfy them. So you have to fight back. You have to say no more. Dig your heels in and just stop right there. No more.
Have you heard their radio stations are banning jingle bells?
Is that right? Why is that?
They just say it's racist. They don't say why. But again, you say it sounds crazy, but if they can get us to agree to that, we'll do anything.
Well, that's what the NEA said last year, that they have to oppose a white supremacist culture. And what is that? It's absolutely everything about America up until like 1972 or something. Everything before that is racist. All the founding fathers, you know, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution itself, everything's racist.
Well, that's like the old hippie saying, kill your parents.
Right. Don't trust anyone over 30, right? So anything prior to this modern age of leftist dominated academia and anything else, any other vision of the world is racist.
And it's always some dirty communist professor living off taxpayers for 30 years who's shitting up. They're saying, don't trust your parents, your dad, your mom that took care of you, that put you in the college. You're now under peer pressure going to listen to this piece of crap.
Right.
And hate your own parents.
He's never had a job in his life.
Like Bernie Sanders.
Exactly.
Never had a real job in his life.
Yep. Communist parasite.
But his wife's got a job looting colleges. He has three $1 million homes. He drives $115,000 Audi A8s. We'll be back.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Yeah.
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, or bloating, and nothing else helps. Get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea, now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Supermail Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
Go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
I've never missed your show.
any day. I mean,
at Infowars.com/show.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I know what they'll find, it's in their mind, it's what they want to see. Spare me from the rain, here comes the night, and here I stay, waiting for darkness.
Stuart Rhodes, a constitutional lawyer, Army veteran, patriot, former advisor to Ron Paul, obviously, and worked in his congressional offices in D.C. And he has been all over the border tirelessly with Oath Keepers. Spend a few minutes. We have a lot of new affiliates, a lot of new TV stations, a lot of new listeners. Most people know what Oath Keepers is, but they may have heard what the ADL said about them or the Southern Poverty Law Center. Tell people who you really are, and then you're a smart guy. You predicted a lot of this. Tell people, I mean, the facts of what you repeated during the break about, we're not trying to be alarmist, but the globalists are taking the country down. Trump's a great beachhead, but he just doesn't have enough people to work with in D.C. And I'm just going to be honest. The positive news, the world's awakening. The bad news is it's going to be a long war. We're going to win. The evidence all leans towards that, big time. But it's going to be really, really nasty unless people really get aggressive peacefully and politically now. A lot of people say, I'll just wait for the U.N. soldiers to come. It won't be U.N. soldiers. It'll be your own military under globalist control. People say, oh, well, I'll do this and that. If you won't get politically active now, then you'll never fight if the time comes. And I know the listeners get that. You're the best audience in the world. I love you. But I want you to just really understand, we're not putting hyperbole out here, okay? Stuart, break it down for them.
Well, that's the thing is that what we're seeing now is simply more attention being brought to what's been going on for decades on the border. I went down and did a leaders recon of California. I'm here doing one, did one in Arizona. I'm here doing one in Texas right now. And what we see is the same thing we've known for decades. The border is wide open. There's not enough border patrol. They don't have enough fence. The fence they have down there is 30 years old. I could hop over it right now. You can hop over it right now. Just pull yourself over it. So they need a real fence, and they need more troops. They need boots on the ground. And what it's going to take is the U.S. military. We guard the border between North Korea and South Korea effectively. We've been doing that since the 50s. But our country is wide open. So we guard borders all over the world except for our own. So we need to realize the reality is that we have to take what's happening right now, the attention being brought to the caravans, and push the president to do what has to be done, which is to deploy the U.S. military on the border. It's the only way you're going to stop it right now. The Republicans had 2 years to build, to fund a border wall and build it. They failed to do it. They got about, 2 weeks now? One last push, but I know they're not going to do it. So he's going to have to use the U.S. military. And he may have to go into Mexico as Pershing did.
And by the way, he can use regular defense funds for this. He doesn't need funds.
Yeah, he doesn't have to get funding. It's a matter of national security, just as he does it in Afghanistan or Iraq during a war. He can go ahead and build the wall using the U.S. military, using our combat engineers to get it done.
And this is expressly in the Constitution. This is one of the few things the president has express purview on.
Well, he's the commander-in-chief of the U.S. military. And so when you're being invaded by, we're in a fourth-generation warfare with the cartels, very much like against ISIS. They're the Western Hemisphere version of ISIS. Child slavery. Sex slavery, women and children being murdered and tortured and forced into sex slavery. They're the modern day slavers and every bit as bad as ISIS. And so the president has the authority to do that in Afghanistan and Iraq during wartime. We're facing the same thing here. He could go in as Wilson did, order the troops into Mexico, post up 10 miles inside, create a DMZ, stop and crush the cartels and clean it out.
And explain why that has to happen, because civilian law kicks in. Once they get across, they're under Democrat judges. That magnets all the people up here, the free stuff. It's got to be cut off. We've got to secure the border, like we close our doors at night or secure the airport or anything else. It's totally under the Constitution. And so if Mexico doesn't act, the U.S. military just under, it'll be dereliction of duty if, as you said, we don't move forces in 10 miles.
Right, because you've got a failed state. Mexico is now a failed narco state that's run by the cartels. It's like Afghanistan. You had a failed state there run by the Taliban.
And we've got more failed states, Guatemala and other countries, Venezuela to the south.
Right. And so, you know, so if you're facing a situation like that, you're in a fourth generation warfare with the cartels invading your country and with the collusion of domestic enemies of the Constitution who are communists, who are coming right out and saying their goal is the destruction.
No borders, no walls, no USA at all.
Exactly. So what should you do about that? If you're President Trump, you should say, as the military commander in chief under the Constitution, I'm going to defend this country, and just do it. And we will support him. He could also call us up as the militia. All of us veterans, I was a paratrooper in the Army. A lot of us are prior service. We'd be happy to go down there, you know, under his command as the militia and assist the military.
And if our own military trained Iraqis didn't know which way to aim a gun, they'd have like 8 guys training 14,000. I know some of them that did it. We already have all these already pre-trained people, many of them combat decades in the military, yep, could quickly be sworn into emergency, even state militias under federal command.
Well,
what would the constitutional order of that be? Say in a state like Texas, with somebody like, would be the model for the rest of the states to say, launch it next month with Governor Abbott and the Texas Guard, which we know is already the pick of the litter of other folks.
I mean, yeah, Governor Abbott could call up all the Texas veterans as the spearhead, who are already trained under their military occupational specialty, and deploy them on the border. He can make them part of the state guard. But also President Trump could then turn around and federalize them and call them all in.
So I said that correctly. It would move the states, who would immediately be called by the president within 1 month to mobilize, prepare the force, and then the president would take command.
Well, actually, he could, if California, for example, refuses to even form a militia, he could call us up. And this is something I've checked with Dr. Ruben Vieira, who's an expert on militias. The president could call us up as the unorganized militia under federal statute right now. There's the organized militia as the National Guard, and then under federal statute, the unorganized militia is the rest of us. And us veterans goes up to 65 years of age because of our prior training. He can call us up as the militia of the United States in the federal service right now and deploy us on the border, even if the governor of California doesn't want you to go. If you're a California patriot, you can go. It can be done.
I understand, but then the media knows the public's ignorant would try to confuse that and say he's raising a vigilante army.
Yes.
But if people that could just re-sign into the state guard, that would probably be the way to have them not be able to run around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Well, it's better if Governor Abbott and some of the Patriot governor would do that, exactly right. But for California, if you're a California veteran and the President of the United States calls up the Texas State Guard and then your governor refuses to form one, then he can say, well, you've refused to do your duty. I'm going to go ahead and...
Well, then it goes like Lincoln and started removing governors.
Well, I mean, he should be prosecuted, what he should be doing.
No.
Prosecuted for collusion.
I'm not defending all the things that Lincoln did. Let's just say this is all, we've been down this road before.
Right. We don't want to do what Lincoln did because Lincoln did violate the Constitution.
Yeah.
So what I'm talking about is a constitutional call up of the people as.
So what do you do if a governor orders the state police to resist the military? Because Californians basically said they do that.
Well, the state police will hopefully follow their oath. But if not, then the president can call up the National Guard and call us up as the militia and we'll go suppress the insurrection. That's what that would be. If you're executing the laws of the union, which are under the Constitution.
No, I know. That's these sanctuary cities like Oakland. Right. The mayor then said resist the ICE. She said resist them.
And if they follow those unlawful orders, then they're guilty of insurrection. And that's what the militia is for, is to suppress an insurrection.
But we all know on average, even in leftist areas, most of the police aren't leftists because they're in the real world. They wouldn't follow those orders.
Yeah. They probably would not.
They wouldn't follow it.
Well, here's one caveat is that you look at the red flag laws like in Maryland where they shot a gun owner. You had state police and you had police officers there who would follow those orders because they're worried about their job. But I think if the president were to pull the military, the militia into California and say, we're going to execute the laws of the union, we're going to suppress an insurrection, I think the police then would do the right thing.
By the way, we're not just here saying this to be fanciful because it's exciting. We're under UN global assault. They already basically brought down Europe with 15 million military-aged men. They've done this. This country is under siege. We're under world government attack. The news is saying the president can't say the word nation. They're saying take the American flag down at universities everywhere. We're under attack, folks. This is it. Yeah. I just can't believe they got so many damn collaborators, man.
Well, that's why the people, like you said, there's one good side to all the warfare and the war on terror is we now have a massive pool of combat veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. So if the president calls us up, the veterans first, because we are trained, and says, I need your help to secure the nation against both foreign invaders and domestic enemies, against this insurrection, we will answer the call.
Which we go back to Larry Grathwald and the Weathermen and the plan the commies had in the 80s to pull this, and we got manipulated, I did, by the left saying, oh, Ronald Reagan was playing martial law. No, he wasn't. Rex 84 was a plan in case they did this exact thing to stop the insurrection. Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org is our guest, a smart cookie. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support. Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the unbeatable Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stuart Rhodes, our guest, Paul Joseph Watson, is going to be taking over in the fourth hour. In the War Room is 3 to 6 p.m. with Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer, and, of course, Stuart Rose is going to be riding shotgun some. He's going to get some Texas barbecue and these great ranchers he brought up in the next hour, and then he'll be back on air. Please don't forget that without you supporting us, we will not be here on air. And, you know, they've tried to take away our payment processors. They've taken some of them. They've tried to shut down our shopping cart. They've tried to sue us out of existence. They failed so far, but your monetary support is absolutely essential. So please realize that we've got the biggest specials we've ever run running right now. We have 50 to 75% off store-wide. The lowest special, 50% off. Much of these are loss leaders. This is stuff we're selling at cost or below so that we don't have to pay inventory tax at the end of the year. We have exclusive 24-hour specials every day up to 75% off. And every order gets a free T-shirt that I didn't design, but it is popular, and it's a big saying out there on the web. So that the crew made one. It says, "We are all Alex Jones. Don't censor me with a Gadsden flag, a black-on-white flag." It's a free shirt. You can pick your size in every order. Free shipping, 50 to 75% off. Double Patriot points in your next order, 5 to 10 points. It's usually 5. Now it's 10. All these specials have to end very soon. This is the 12 days of Christmas because a lot of these items are about to sell out. But if this T-shirt sells out, we'll go to the next T-shirt that we have that shows my face and says forbidden information. It's a great way to meet like-minded people. It's a great way to spread the word. It's a great way to fund the information war. So thank you for standing with us. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. The biggest sale we've ever had, clearance sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can go buy a $7 tube of colloidal silver iodine, fortified fluoride-free toothpaste Super Blue that we make like $3 on, and you get a $5 t-shirt and free shipping. You add all that together, you know, we're losing like $10. But I just want to move all this out and get these T-shirts out on the street. Every order gets some bumper stickers and other things thrown in. We also have the Alexa Pure Breeze. We sold out of the Alexa Pure Pro gravity-fed water filtration system. Again, end of year clearance by the great folks that produce Alexa Pure Breeze and Alexa Pure Pro water filtration. Well, that's sold out. But Alexa Pure Breeze, the four-stage ion filter. Leading competitors are normally $500, $600. It's a good deal at $300. Its normal sales $249. It's $127. They're selling it to us at cost. We make like $20. And look at all those hundreds of five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Don't fight the traffic. Don't fight the crowds. Support the InfoWar. Get great products, our biggest special ever, and give those to your friends and family. So, Stuart, this segment, next segment, I've been asking a lot of questions. You made a lot of great points. What are other points you'd like to impart to the audience? I mean, I want to make this point. I know our audience is more awake than we are in many respects. We're kind of preaching to the choir, but we're reaching new people every day. And the establishment demonizes you, myself, many others. It's a badge of honor. So that people are psychologically inoculated when they hear us the first time, they don't take it serious. Just like Jim Acosta a month ago told Trump, there is no caravan. And I didn't grab the mic from the woman, and Alex Jones is a liar. I mean, they really are trying to gaslight us.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why we can't let them suppress us. Too many on the right have become afraid to even speak out. It's as though Hillary had won. They're afraid of being censored. They're afraid of being put on a list, and they're acting as though, you know, they're living under a dictatorship. And they've got to step out and say, okay, we're not going to be controlled by fear. We're going to go and do what's right. It's what we're doing as border operation. We want our people to get out on the border, both in when it comes to operationally and also in protest. There should be patriots on the border. I talked to Bikers for Trump about this. We should be down there in mass supporting the president and showing our support.
Oh, here's an example. We sent our reporters in the last month for 3 weeks total, off and on. So Savannah Hernandez, Greg Reese, and others. And there's almost no patriots down there covering it. Instead, Antifa comes over and threatens them.
Right.
5-1, a bunch of thugs. I mean, that's not right.
Well, that's why we have to be down there. And so I think what's called upon is for us to do a full court press to get down there in mass and protest and say we're here to support the president and protest this invasion of our country and call it what it is. It's a domestic enemy, communist enemy who hate this country in collusion with foreign enemies, the cartels, who are modern day slavers. Make that point.
And they're using kids as shields.
Yeah. And so, you know, go down there and be in their face. And then at the same time, we have volunteer pilots who'll be flying over the border We've got drone operators will be flying drones, helping to spot and report for Border Patrol. And we just need boots on the ground on the border as well to show our support. If us veterans step up as a tipping a point of the spear and say, we support the president with our boots on the ground, demonstrating what needs to be done, needs more troops. Turn my brothers at Fort Bragg loose, my other paratrooper brothers who are currently serving. But until you'll do that, I'll be on the border with my other veteran buddies. And we'll do what we can to spot and report for Border Patrol.
And again, they act like it's over and above the call of duty, or they act like it's weird to care about your border. It'd be one thing if we were getting invaded by Switzerland, but we're literally being invaded by globalist-controlled collapsed countries, and they admit this is their main attack. This is it. This is the takedown of our country. This is the plan. And so this is like not going off and fighting for the country overseas. This is doing it here.
Exactly. And they're also relying on the complacency of people. Well, you know, President Trump's got this. The military should be doing this. Let the military do it, or let the Border Patrol do it. Why are you trying to do their job? Well, I talked to Border Patrol agents in California. They let me know that one guy I talked to was from Vermont, was brought down from the border with Canada, and he was brought to California. And then in touch with another guy next to him who was from California said, hey, we're being pushed west towards San Ysidro. The area where we were in is now open. And he said, we would welcome you guys to be down here to help us. Please come down. So they let us know the guys, boots on the ground, and Border Patrol want extra eyes and ears on the border because they appreciate the help. But of course, if you go down there, the left will label you a racist. So we have to just stop caring what the left does and go do what's right.
And also under Obama, it's not been as bad under Trump. They give them orders to pick up trash or write tickets to teenagers drinking beer on the U.S. side. The Border Patrol doesn't need to be doing that. They need to be stopping the human smugglers, the people coming across.
Well, I mean, this is one thing that happened among the border watchers, whether they were the Border Patrol themselves or the volunteers on the border, the Minutemen, is during the Obama administration, they got discouraged because you had, you know, charter flights coming in and you had busloads being brought into the interior. It was almost kind of pointless to even try to defend the border. But now it's different. You got President Trump who does care about the border. It's a different paradigm. The Border Patrol's morale is up, and it's important for us patriots to get back in there with a second win and support them.
I don't think that they've given up. I mean, for now, Mexico sent the main caravan back 40 miles from Tijuana and the San Diego border. And for now, they've backed down. But the UN camps, And the people we talked to are pissed. We're promised all this stuff. We were told we'd be let in. And they named the U.S. organizations that Soros funds. And we go back to that. Yeah, get down there now. Trump, put the military on the border. But cut off the U.N. funding. Cut off the State Department funding to USAID. Cut off the funding to George Soros' Open Foundation. Cut off the Carnegie Endowment funding. I mean, that's what's happening. You have these tax-free foundations using our money to destroy us.
And the daily grind on the border is the real story. These caravans are... And actually kind of a distraction in a way. Every day, tens of thousands come across the border. It's like
10 people, 100 people, 50 people. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. That's the flood that's a constant flood. And all of a sudden, here's this one issue that people look at. It's great to have attention brought to it, but it's that day to day grind that's going to be going on even after these caravans are gone.
And let's be clear what the caravans are. The first year Trump was in, people had the idea he had stopped people coming in, so it cut the numbers by 90%. Now folks figured out because the UN and others run TV ads all over the world saying, no, it's open. They're showing these caravans hoping they get through like they did in Europe 6 years ago to start the flood. That's why it's critical to cut them off. But you're right. You already have the 30-plus million that got illegally with just the porous border. It's important to expose that, but also break the main assault.
Yeah, well, it's going to take the U.S. military. And then we got to address the issue with the 30 million illegals already in the country. That's going to be a difficult issue to deal with. How do you deal with that? So we've got to stop the flood coming in, and it's going to take the military to do it.
Well, look, I mean, here's the thing. The average illegal that got here before, many of them do just want to work or whatever, but still they're double the number, you know, end up committing crimes. So a lot of them are criminals that are coming in. What do you do, though, when they brought in 30 million people who are here just illegally? What do you do about that?
I think deportation is what you have to do, like Eisenhower did back in the day. You know, to be blunt, that's what it's going to take. But how do you do that when you've got, like I said, domestic enemies who now control the House of Representatives who are going to oppose you in every turn when it comes to deportation? But I think President Trump, what he could do is go deport, order ICE to go out there and find and deport all he possibly can while he's still here.
We're going to go to break, do one more segment, then Paul Joseph Watson is taking over. And it's just the truth, ladies and gentlemen. You import the third world, you become the third world. There are a lot of good people coming from the third world. The issue is they're being politicized, they're being weaponized by the Democrats, by the globalists, and that's why it has to stop. This is an attempt to break our sovereignty to the point of mainstream media even saying that we are a nation is evil and bad. That is what a foreign conqueror says, and we're not going to put up with it. We'll be right back with hour number four. Please spread the live links and tell folks about local stations.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable. Our grandparents and great grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the Dow plunged almost 800 points and bounced back a couple hundred, 600 points on fears of slowing economy. Stuart Rhodes, you're going to do a call out here for volunteer pilots to help expose what's happening, put eyes and ears on the border. And also, you wanted to make a comment on George Herbert Walker Bush. I mean, the best Republican Democrats ever had.
Exactly. We need volunteer pilots. In fact, we need volunteer boots on the ground and pilots all across the border and all the border states. So if you're a pilot and has access to a plane, we will be taking donations to provide the fuel. But if you're willing to fly, please go to our website. We have a call to action up right now. Go to theoathkeepers.org and volunteer. Whether you're boots on the ground as a volunteer veteran on the ground, or if you're a pilot, or if you're a drone operator, we need all of that. We need all people like that that have those kind of skill sets to volunteer and step up and help us on the border, to back up Border Patrol and provide more eyes and ears. And we'll also be doing security operations for ranches on request. If they have a situation where they're afraid for their families or themselves, then we will provide security boots on the ground. But a big focus is going to be the force multiplier being in the air. That's a huge asset for us.
And we've caught, just being on the border probably 30 times over the years, five or six times, heroin, cocaine, marijuana being brought across, showing openness. We first caught 6 years ago the buses being brought in when nobody even really knew that they wasn't kids. They were just loading adults on unchecked. We got that. So just going down there, you never know what you're going to catch.
Exactly.
And so it's that presence that draws attention. And then do a web blog, do a YouTube video, call on the talk radio, meet the people. I mean, it's a real adventure.
You bet. And if you're not able to go out and deploy to actually do observe and report operations, go down and show your support for the policy of the president, what he's doing now. He's stepping towards a full deployment.
support.
Yeah, because we're down there and nobody's there, and Antifa's and our people stand up to them. But I mean, you know, we got two camera people there, and there's like six Antifa going, "We'll kick your ass, scum." And it's like, wow, you know, patriots need to be down here.
You do. Be down and protecting the journalists on the right and protecting free speech and also speaking out in support of the president's policies. Absolutely right.
Antifa, it's sick watching them try to go around and intimidate people. But, you know, look at France, as you were saying during the break. This is an anti-globalist revolt, and Paul Watson's about to take over here in a few minutes. He'll be breaking it down.
Yeah, I think it's a good indicator. You know, the working class people of the world, ironically, you know, workers of the world unite. It's kind of happening the other way. It's going against the globalists. You know, we're starting to wake up and unite to preserve our way of life and preserve our families.
Well, crony capitalism is a nightmare. It calls itself communism, but it's just a bunch of corporations offshore creating a nightmare for the general public. It's capitalism and free market that's good for families and good for workers.
Yeah, and people understand that. And so I think you're starting to see a revolt, a middle class and working class revolt around the world. And it's kind of bizarre, but these radical communist professors are actually on the side of big business and the global corporations, and they're ignoring the working class.
That's the big game changer. The political operatives are all corporate funded and call themselves socialist communists, and they all race bait now because they know the whole class struggle of economics doesn't work if people know socialism doesn't work.
Right.
So now they're going to race bait. But if you look at the studies in Germany and in Spain and in Italy, what's making the nationalists win is coalitions of socialist and union people figuring out, wait, you're going to bring in 10 million illegal aliens to drive down my wages and take my job? So it's actually a coalition of socialists and nationalists that's now taking Europe back.
Well, look what happened with Trump being elected. He was elected by the Rust Belt, by guys who used to work in GM and in the factories, realizing that if you want to have America be great again and have jobs again, we got to elect someone that's going to protect our economy. And that's why he's elected, you know?
And he's really trying. I can't believe GM made all those record profits, bought back their stock, and is moving to China.
Well, of course. Corporate raiders, right? Corporate pirates. So they're going to just take what they want and leave, leaving the worker holding the bag.
Where they're going is to be state-run in China where they pay no tax now. And that is treason right there. You know, at a certain point, folks, we're all free market, but when you've got these outside countries that are rigging everything, you got to have a president that will stand up to that. And people finally got it. But, you know, there's one point you make about Trump that he's doing bad on, Stuart Rhodes. And I want to come back and introduce Paul Watson. I want to do 2 minutes on red flagging. We're back in 60 seconds. We'll get you some of that Texas barbecue. Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's amazing how you can speak.
You know, Stuart Rhodes, Paul Watson's taken over from England with the riots in France and Macron capitulating and Nigel Farage of UKIP leaving because of Tommy Robinson being part of the party. So much is coming up. Stock market plunging 800 points and back to 647 points. But I tell you, it's been an amazing year here for globalism. Has lost every election around the world except Venezuela and the U.S., we know both those are rigged. It's been documented. So the populism, nationalism's exploding. People are aware of globalism from Brazil to Italy, from Austria to Germany. Everywhere the globalists are losing elections the last 6 years, except for Venezuela and the U.S. because things are so rigged. But we had Zbigniew Brzezinski die this year. We had John McCain die. We had George Herbert Walker Bush die. We had David Rockefeller die. And the Clintons cannot get anybody and any crowd size at their events. So old Poppy got in coffins to be reborn into the order of death. But this time it's not an initiation. This time it's real. So Stuart Rhodes, your comments on that, and Trump's overall doing a good job, but we've got to draw attention to the bad things. They tell him, sir, we can't have mentally ill people with guns. He's like, yeah, I agree. But they're saying unadjudicated mentally ill, the red flagging. So let's talk about this year, what's happened briefly, and then red flagging.
It's good to see the globalists, you know, they can't escape death, no matter how rich they are, no matter how corrupt they are. At least they can't escape, mortality. So it's been good to see, you know, frankly, I'm glad McCain died. And George Bush too. I mean, he was involved in the assassination of Kennedy, and he's involved in the destruction of our country, and he's a globalist from way back. So I don't feel sorry for him at all. I'm glad he's gone.
And I'm glad you're honest about it, because I just can't bring myself to sit there and pule over these people.
Yeah, I mean, I respect his service in World War II, but after that, he went downhill. He went down into the deep state rabbit hole.
Well, his dad was the head Nazi lawyer in the U.S.
Right. So his
Prescott.
Right. So, you know, as a veteran, I respect his service, but that's about it. Same with McCain. You know, I respect his service for what it was. But after that, if you turn on your country and become a traitor, you're a traitor.
Well, remember, George Herbert Walker Bush didn't just leave the NRA. He said it should be abolished.
Yeah. But, you know, that and also, of course, you know, pushing for a new world order, right? He was the first guy to come out and say it publicly.
Well, that was exactly. That was because G. Gordon Liddy said, and I'm not saying this, they'll say I said it. He said, if the ATF comes to confiscate your gun, shoot for the face. Because they don't have body armor on.
Right.
Okay. Now that's G. Gordon Liddy. And then they said the whole NRA did that. And then he left the NRA and the NRA should be abolished. It's like he was always anti-gun. Right. People don't even know that George W. Bush was anti-gun.
Oh, yeah. And this brings us full circle right now. We've got a lot of Republicans who are, you know, rhinos who are pushing the president to go with red flag laws, which are a gross violation of due process. No process, no due process whatsoever. And it's the same process you see, the same problem you see with the domestic violence restraining orders, but now it's everybody and anybody, your neighbor, some guy down the street, some guy like your bumper sticker can call the police on you as an ex parte hearing. You don't even know it's happening. They go present some prima facie accusation that you're a danger to the community. The cops come to get your guns and now you're faced with confiscation. I mean, gun owners in this country have been saying we're not going to stand for confiscation of guns. Well, here it is. What, 13 states now have red flag laws? You already had a death in Maryland. A woman called on her, she got an argument with her brother, two adults, doesn't even live with the guy, calls the police on her brother. They come to his house to get his guns. He resists and then they kill him.
And it's beyond the Baker Act where, Kanye West supports the president, throw him in a mental institution for a week. People just say, I think he's weird. He has guns. Not he threatened somebody, and then they come take your guns. In a lot of cases, you don't get them back. You're on in about 50 minutes on the War Room, Stuart Rhodes. I'll be right back there in a minute. God bless you. Great job. Oathkeepers.org. Good to have Stuart Rhodes back in studio with us. Great patriot. Paul Joseph Watson takes over, ladies and gentlemen. Paul, so much on your plate today. So good to see you there via the Skype from London, England. Such a crazy thing to witness. The globalists trying to plunge the stock market, trying to raise interest rates to hurt the Trump recovery. Looks like they may have been successful. We've got Trump walking off the stage, not doing a group photo, saying, get me out of here. We've got Nigel Farage pulling out a UKIP over Tommy Robinson. We've got 5 days of rioting and burning and Macron backing down, with a 20% approval rating. I've got stacks of articles here. Just insanity is unfolding. What in God's green earth is going on? Paul Joseph Watson.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, the big news obviously out of France after the riots over the past few days, which again, most people don't understand, even though they started off as a revolt against the gas tax hikes, it's more of a wider revolt against globalism, full stop. They had a president elected on the promise of saving globalism. They heralded his arrival as the great savior of globalism. Just over a year later after that election, he's got now a 25% approval rating. It's probably even lower at this point. He's got riots on the streets of Paris, riots on the streets of Lyon, and they've had to back down after promising, after vowing that they would, you know, hold their sacred promise to the EU Commission, which is basically who controls France, and the UN. Obviously, Macron's in this big climate change summit right now as this all goes down. They promised them that they wouldn't back down on these gas tariffs, and they've had to do it at least for 6 months. But now we have this out of Breitbart, which most people haven't picked up on today. Not enough yellow vests to reject temporary suspension of fuel tax rises in France. So Macron, the government of France, came out and said, we're going to temporarily suspend them for 6 months. The Yellow Vest movement, or at least some representatives from within it, have said that that is not enough. The government of Macron announced Tuesday a moratorium on the increase of the fuel tax, and it's going to last several months. But Benjamin Cauchy, who's become a major figure in the Yellow Vest movement, told France Info today, quote, we will not be put to sleep by a moratorium. The issues are much wider than that. He said, the French do not want crumbs. They want the breadstick in full. That's a very French response. And they want referendums on major societal issues. In fact, I did an article yesterday about this on Infowars.com where they lay out their demands and they talk about mass migration. They talk about wanting criminal asylum seekers who have either failed their applications or who have committed crimes while in the country waiting for their applications to be approved to be deported. So the gas tax hike was not the sole element of these protests. There's another article out of Wall Street Journal, which was linked up on Drudge, which said after decades of global conferences, forests of reports, dire television documentaries, celebrity appeals, school curriculum overhauls and media bludgeoning, voters don't believe that climate change justifies policies that would raise their cost of living and hurt the economy. In fact, Westerners across both America, Canada, the entirety of Europe, climate change, global warming routinely comes at the bottom of the list of priorities for voters in all these different Western countries. Yet they continue to push it and push it and push it. And in France, they've pushed it too far. But the leaders of that protest movement have come out and said that that's not enough. They had another rally planned for this weekend. It remains to be seen if that's going to go ahead. Literally talking about storming the Bastille during this next round of protests this next weekend. So we'll wait to see if that simmers down. I don't think it will simmer down, given that they have a much wider raft of demands that haven't been met.
Well, Paul, I would tell them as nationalists and patriots who want sovereignty and to get the Islamic invaders who come in and out, they need to push now all the way. The only reason Macron and the Rothschilds backed off is because they see the momentum they have. Once they back down, they're going to have the secret police target their leaders. They're going to crack down with censorship. I think they should continue moving against the outside Vichy French level collaboration. You know, the Vichy collaborated with Hitler. Macron's with the EU and the globalists. They need to remove this foreign government entirely, Paul, and we salute them and support them. I think they need to strike while the iron's hot.
That's basically what Marine Le Pen has called for. The question is, do they see what's happening over in the UK, where today we had another vote in Parliament, which means if Theresa May's crappy EU deal gets rejected, which it will, because it's not Brexit in any form. It's just kicking the can down the road and staying within the EU. Will we get yellow vest style demonstrations in the UK? I put a poll on Twitter. 55% say yes. I don't think we'll get anything like that, to be honest, Alex. But given the example set by France, it remains to be seen. But what I'm saying is that the yellow vest leaders need to look at what happened in the UK, need to see how far, how deeply we've been betrayed, promised and stabbed in the back at every opportune moment, and continue to demand all their demands, because this promise of a 6 month moratorium will probably disappear in a hurry.
More of Paul Joseph Watson from newswars.com. Find him on Twitter at Prison Planet. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones. War Room coming up at 3 o'clock Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified super glue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling t-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a t-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, they'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Just finishing off with that whole France Macron yellow vest revolt uprising that we've seen over the past couple of weeks. Coming to a head, of course, this past Saturday, where they had the biggest riots in 50 years since the infamous student riots of 1968 in Paris. Now, I said his approval rating, Macron, the big globalist savior, was at 25%. It's actually at 23% now. I mean, how much lower can it go? Headline, anti-nationalist Macron disapproved by 76% of French amid massive protests. His disapproval rating is now a colossal 76%. And in this article, they remind people that he likened nationalism to treason at their annual Remembrance Day event or Centennial Remembrance Day event. You'll also remember that Macron literally gave speeches talking about turning Europe into Eurabia and importing tens of millions of Africans and tens of millions of more Middle Easterners. Of course, when you do that, if you import Africa, you become Africa. He also backed the EU army, of course. He wants the EU to be a big federal superstate. He suggested there should be more EU control over nations. And now he's pushing tax cuts for the rich whilst imposing massive tax hikes to the working class. resulting in nearly a month of enormous protests, has seemingly only helped his disapproval rating. Because remember, according to all the reports, and even the mainstream media reports admit this, the majority of protesters are both men and women aged 30 to 50 living in the rural areas of France, the ones more dependent on driving cars to get to work to go about their normal business. I mean, Macron's literally telling these people who are already suffering. I think they've got a 21% youth unemployment rate. Their unemployment rate in general is hovering at about 10% nationally. And the people struggling the most are not ones living in the center of Paris. They're the ones living in the suburbs and in the rural areas most impacted by this gas tax hike on carbon emissions as a sacrifice to the altar of the great global warming gods. So they're the ones getting hit the hardest. So it's kind of lower middle class, working class people out in the suburbs, out in the countryside. And those are the ones at the protest. Speculation has raged as to who was behind the violence. I would say some of the graffiti, some of that kind of behavior is by the genuine protesters. Others will just hijack any kind of demonstration to commit violence, as we've seen. But again, it has elements of both left and right. You've got a lot of Marine Le Pen supporters. There you see they daubed the Arc de Triomphe with demanding Macron resign, saying that the yellow vests will win. But you've got a combination of right-wing. You can call them right-wing. They're not really – Marine Le Pen's platform was not really right-wing. It was more – you could even say socialist. It was nationally protectionist for French workers. Then you've got people from the fringe left, Jean-Luc Mélenchon supporters, who are also involved in these protests. But now today, a poll by polling firm IFOP reveals that barely clinging on 23%, just 23% of the French support Macron, and that his approval rating, get this, has plummeted by an extraordinary 18% in just 5 months. If that happened to Trump, I mean, it'd be a national story for weeks on end, wouldn't it? I mean, they rag on Trump for having a 40% approval rating. If you look at Rasmussen, it's higher than that. But Macron has sunk by 18% in the past 5 months alone. That is a stunning rebuke of globalism. He's now on 23%. He's at a record low already. When he was at 26%, he was at a record low for any French president in history at that point of him being in office. And now he's down to 23%. The mainstream media are quick to give praise to the hard-pressed globalists. However, the French people have clearly had enough. The attempts to push centrism or globalist socialism simply not working, and the populist message is what is being embraced. And that's exactly the past. The fact, you've got populist elements of the fringe left from Mélenchon being embraced, populist elements from the right and Marine Le Pen being embraced, and it's this perfect storm which has brought Macron down to an approval rating of just 23% as they give this olive branch, which they could whip away at any moment, this promise that they're going to suspend this gas tax hike for 6 months, even though it's not solely about the fuel tax. Moving on, though, UK politics. By the way, they had a vote in Parliament today whereby if Theresa May's Brexit deal is rejected, which it will be because it's not Brexit, then Parliament will have a say on a no deal being accepted. Of course, the reversion, the only outcome if May's deal was rejected was to have a no deal hard Brexit, which is the only Brexit that could in reality fulfill the results, fulfill the national will of the people who voted for exactly that in a referendum. That was going to be the case. We would crash out with a no deal Brexit. At least we would have economic judicial freedom. We would be able to make our own trade deals. But no, they're now saying that if that happens and her deal is rejected, that Parliament's then going to get another vote on a no-deal Brexit. So again, Brexit isn't happening. They're just kicking the can further and further down the road. We've been stabbed in the back. It's a complete betrayal. And unless we see something on the scale of the yellow vest movement in France over in the UK, that's only going to continue. They're just going to cancel Brexit. The UK will officially become an undemocratic country, an anti-democratic country. And related to that, RT reports Nigel Farage quits UKIP over party's ties to Tommy Robinson. This came out just a couple of hours ago. UKIP founding member Nigel Farage who of course was the leader, but now he's just a member, or was until today, has cut his ties with the party, accusing its leadership of trying to court extremists like EDL founder Tommy Robinson, who of course has been on the show several times. He said, "With a heavy heart, I'm leaving UKIP. It's not the Brexit party our nation so badly needs." Now, Farage is leaving UKIP today because there's a giant demonstration. How giant it will be remains to be seen. But there's a big Brexit rally taking place in London this Saturday, led at least partially by Tommy Robinson and Gerard Batten, who, of course, is the leader of UKIP. Now, Nigel Farage, and he's not alone in thinking this, thinks that because of some of the criminal elements that surround that kind of movement, that, you know, that remnant of EDL members, football hooligans, basically, that that Brexit march is going to turn violent. Of course, you could have provocateurs go in and turn it violent. And that that is going to be used as a bully stick by the globalists, by Theresa May, by the sellout people who have betrayed this country within the Conservative Party and within the Labour Party as well, to say, look, these are the kind of thugs who support no deal, who support hard Brexit. This is why we need to vote for Theresa May's deal. So if they have a giant flashpoint on Saturday and that this turns into a big riot, they're going to use that to try and ram through Theresa May's deal. It's going to be an uphill struggle because at the moment she's way short of the votes. But that is partially why Nigel Farage has officially today left UKIP. And it's not a secret. He said it in interviews over the past couple of weeks. He said they're going to have unrest, they're going to have riots, and then 2 days later the vote happens, so they could provocateur it, they could use that to ram through Theresa May's crappy deal. People on the other side say that Farage has basically cucked out and that he needs to question Islam more, as Gerard Batten is doing. And if you look at the responses to Farage's article today, that seems to be the weight of the opinion on Twitter. But again, it's a difficult situation. We'll be back in the next segment to discuss it more. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfowarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know
from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain. Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live, and before we get back into the news, I want to tell you about the unprecedented 12 days of Christmas sale, day two, right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A massive 75% off with free shipping, double Patriot points, and an exclusive, several exclusive 24-hour specials. You get a free shirt with every single order. Now, more than ever, we need your support in the fight for liberty against globalist censorship. You saw Tim Cook come out yesterday and basically be given a courage award for censoring online free speech. That's literally what we're up against. That's why we need your support. So every day at InfoWarsStore.com, we're launching an unprecedented 24-hour special on top sellers, and every order gets a free shirt. Today's featured 24-hour special is the ultimate bone broth formula at 55% off. That is more than half off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the free shirt that you get with every order is the exclusive We Are All Alex Jones Anti-Censorship T-shirt. That is a fantastic conversation starter. And this will be the last mega sale of 2018. So now is the time. Obviously, what we know, like 3 weeks away from Christmas, get those orders locked in so we can get them delivered to you in plenty of time. Support the Infowar and get the perfect Christmas gift for the lowest prices. Up to 75% off on some products, free shipping, double Patriot points, a free t-shirt with every order, and today's special is the ultimate bone broth, 55% off. We need your support now more than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just to wrap up, I was talking before the break. Basically, Nigel Farage has distanced himself from UKIP. He's quit the party because he doesn't like them getting more associated with what he calls extremists. Now, the American view of Tommy Robinson is a lot different from the British view of Tommy Robinson. Of course, our politics is a lot more staid, a lot more polite, a lot more gentle, although not by very much at this point. So someone like Tommy Robinson, even though he's a big hero to a lot of people, both within the UK and in America as well, people in America don't really see the optics of having him officially as part of your party, even though he's really not. I mean, they hired him as an advisor on grooming gangs. He's not even a member of the party at this point, as far as I'm aware. So Farage is distancing himself from UKIP because he thinks that this is going to turn out bad. It's bad optics that they're going to have a protest this Saturday, which is going to attract a lot of the football hooligan element, which does still somewhat revolve around Tommy Robinson. Not that he instigates that. He constantly broadcasts a message of peace and nonviolence, but you do get bad apples and bad elements within those kind of crowds. So that's why Farage has left UKIP, basically, because he thinks there's going to be maybe some kind of provocation, maybe some riots this weekend, and that that will then be used by the political establishment to say, oh, look, those are the people who support no-deal Brexit. Those are the people who support hard Brexit, even though the entire 17.2 million people who voted for Brexit supported exactly that because it's the only form of Brexit. But they're going to point to that and say, those are the thugs, those are the loons, those are the bigots that support that. That's why we need to support and vote through Theresa May's betrayal deal. So that's why Nigel Farage has distanced himself from UKIP. You can see it from both sides. I mean, there's been an internal war in UKIP between Gerard Batten and Nigel Farage for basically years at this point. That's not a secret. Everybody knows about it. So again, it's all about optics. You try to look more reasonable, more rational, more centrist when you're broadcasting your message, or do you speak the plain truth, the hurtful truth in many cases, and accept the risk that you will get bad optics with that depending on the people who you attract to your party? It's a difficult situation. You can see it from both sides of the equation, but basically that's why Farage has quit UKIP today. Meanwhile, in Denmark, they're undesirable and they must feel it. Denmark to ship unwanted refugees to remote island. Denmark will send rejected asylum seekers to live on a remote island located in the freezing Baltic Sea. The island is currently home to animal research laboratories and a crematoria. Now, this is the government of Denmark. This isn't the UKIP of Denmark. They're actually in charge. They're actually going to do this. If you are unwanted in Danish society, this is a quote, you should not be a nuisance to ordinary Danes, Immigration Minister Inger Støjberg wrote in a Facebook post Friday. They are undesirable in Denmark and they must feel it. That is the based, red-pilled government of Denmark telling migrants who have committed crimes, asylum seekers who've been rejected, that they must go home. Another party spokesman said, we're going to minimize the number of ferry departures as much at all possible. We're going to make it cumbersome and expensive as possible. They're looking to take the hardest line on immigration, definitely a lot harder than Sweden, which basically doesn't even put some rapists in prison who lie about their age, doesn't deport them. You remember the famous case of the girl, the white left-wing activist, who literally grounded a plane to prevent an asylum seeker from being deported from Sweden. Turned out later that he'd literally choked his wife and children with a power cord. Those are the kind of people they're defending. But now Denmark has said that if they're rejected or if they've committed crimes, they're going to put them on a remote island before deporting them. Why are they doing that? Well, because of stories like this. Also in Scandinavia, 7 adult migrants suspected of raping 10-year-old Finnish girl. The police are investigating a serious sexual assault in Oulu of a child. So far, 7 foreign men are suspected of seriously raping the young girl and serious child molestation. Apparently, this had been going on for months. According to police, it's possible there will be more suspects. Again, the victim was 10 years old. Finland, isn't it amazing how these kind of cases only started popping up a few years ago in Finland? In fact, I remember, I think it was in late 2015 or early 2016, when Finland officially had its first Islamic terror attack. Wasn't that a coincidence? After the 2015 opening of the borders, which saw a lot of migrants from the Middle East coming into Scandinavia. Meanwhile, in Germany, refugee beats praying priest to death with metal cross, more cultural enrichment. Lois Simbad, a 27-year-old asylum seeker from Cameroon, admitted to killing a 54-year-old pastor, Alain Florent Gandelou, who was from the Congo himself, during a prayer in Berlin on 22nd of February. So again, this is actually migrant-on-migrant violence, which you see is very common now. At first, he beat the man with a metal cross and moved on to shove an umbrella down his throat. The victim died due to serious head trauma. The perpetrator entered Germany as a refugee in 2014, claims to be a Christian, but says he also believes in witchcraft and ghosts. According to his story, a ghost that had possessed his brother, who also lives in Germany, supposedly had taken over his body. Yeah, try that one in court. Although, who knows, with Germany the way it is at this point in time, maybe they'll listen. Italy. Around 2,000 migrants are expected to leave Italy every month under tougher rules. So again, like Denmark, Italy is getting tough on migration after the election of a populist government. Around 2,000 migrants are expected to leave Italy per month as humanitarian residency permits expire following the passage of the Migration and Security Decree drafted by populist Interior Minister Matteo Salvini. You recall he got that vote through Parliament in Italy quite comfortably last week or the week before, I believe. The new Migrant and Security Decree, which is set to come into effect January 2019, scraps the humanitarian residency permit. Those currently living in Italy with the humanitarian permits will not be able to renew them and face deportation instead. So they're talking about 2,000 a month. Now, when Salvini came to power, he said that there were as many as 500,000 illegal migrants in Italy, which Salvini promised to deport. And that's obviously just scratching the surface. But now, at least under this new law, they're going to try and deport 2,000 again. Failed criminal, illegal asylum seekers or migrants. These aren't migrants who have legally emigrated. So again, Italy is following the example of Denmark in getting tough on migration. And again, this is part of the protest in France. Most people don't realize this. If you look at some of the demands of the Yellow Vest protesters, they specifically said, we don't want the migrants coming in. We want to hold them offshore on a foreign country while they apply for their asylum and not be allowed near France until it's been approved. That is the common sense approach. That's what most common sense people want. This is the Alex Jones Show, live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
In the last few months, Infowars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, Infowars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live and we're going to hit some more news stories here in a second. First, I want to tell you about Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier at the unprecedented price of just $127. Again, this is going to make another fantastic Christmas present for your loved ones and family and friends. Allergies, dander, asthma, smoke, germs. There are many reasons why we need to think about purifying our indoor air. We can't stop breathing, but we do have a choice on what air we breathe. And now, while supplies last, you can save over $120 on the revolutionary air purification system, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which can remove up to 99.97% of airborne toxins and contaminants in your home, like dust, pollen, smoke, dander, and more. And it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com for just $127. That is going to be a healthy, rewarding Christmas present for anyone who receives it. Instead of buying them crap that they don't want, that they don't need, that they're not going to use, get them the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier at just $127. And while you're there, look at the unprecedented 12 days of Christmas sale. Again, up to 75% off some of these products. That is massive. Free shipping, double Patriot points, exclusive 24-hour specials, and a free T-shirt with every order. The current T-shirt is the We Are All Alex Jones anti-censorship shirt. Again, another great gift. And the 24-hour special is the ultimate bone broth formula, available at just 55% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The 12 days of Christmas sale. It is massive. It is on right now, and we need your support. Now, obviously, we covered this earlier. ADL gives Tim Cook award for censoring online speech, where they literally applauded him for censoring controversial speech. Giant corporations deciding what's controversial, what's offensive. And of course, we've found out what they define as controversial and offensive in the past couple of weeks. We had Jesse Kelly, the combat veteran, suspended from Twitter for no identifiable reason whatsoever. We had Laura Loomer, who criticized female genital mutilation. She got blasted off of Twitter. She's yet to return. She won't return. And now Tim Cook is up there receiving an award, receiving platitudes for banning hate. They also had Jonathan Greenblatt, who basically linked hate speech to criticism of immigration. That's also in the new UN Migration Pact document, according to Dutch MEPs, which we've featured the articles on Infowars.com. Again, categorizing criticism of immigration as hate speech. And now we had this happen on Twitter yesterday too. This is our Gateway Pundit. Twitter suspends humanitarian account for publishing photos of the war in Yemen. So this was a left-wing account. Remember, this has happened before on Facebook. Remember that time when they suspended about 100 different Facebook pages? Left-wing, pro-drug legalization, anti-war Facebook and Twitter accounts. They were all gone. They never came back. Well, now they've suspended another left-wing account for posting photos of the war in Yemen. It isn't just the right that's being subjected to Orwellian censorship on social media. Twitter is now censoring Pulitzer-worthy photos showing the horror of the war in Yemen. On Tuesday, they banned the Op Desanitize account, which publishes graphic photos from war zones the U.S. is involved in, mainly Yemen. According to Walker Bragman, an independent journalist associated with the account, the suspension came after they sent a tweet questioning the Center for American Progress's connections to the United Arab Emirates. Neera Tanden, the president of the Center for American Progress and one of Hillary Clinton's biggest backers, have been at war with reporters who have questioned Democratic candidates taking money from the oil and gas industry. So they basically commit the thought crime of questioning a Hillary Clinton backer of posting photos, brutal reality photos, which should be protected under journalistic practice. After all, hardcore pornography is on Twitter. That's protected. But don't criticize the war in Yemen. Their accounts got banned. They did later come back because there was a massive outcry against it. And I mean, that is the only thing that Twitter seems to have improved upon of late. You remember they suspended another individual who basically they claimed was under 16 years old. He wasn't. He came back. So it seems when there is an outcry that they do actually respond to it now, not in the case of Laura Loomer, who is permanently suspended for good. Meanwhile, in London, of course, where we have a violent crime wave, we have stabbings, we have murders on a par with it on some months or even greater in some months than New York City. Met police officer under criminal investigation for knocking down moped teen. Now, to explain, we had an explosion of moped crime where people on mopeds, on motorbikes, with helmets or without helmets, just basically drive into an outdoor cafe area or even in some cases inside a cafe, steal people's mobile phones, steal people's laptops. It's a huge epidemic, literally driving into people on the street, ripping their luxury watches off their arms. Moped crimes absolutely exploded in the UK. And why did it explode? Because the police a few years ago were told they were not allowed to chase these gang members, these criminals driving mopeds, if they remove their helmets. And who put that directive into effect? It was the then Home Secretary, now Prime Minister, Theresa May. They see an example of the kind of crime I'm talking about. So recently they came out and said, we're going to allow police to ram these moped criminals to apprehend them, at least allowing them to chase the thugs, chase the criminals. Well, now a Metropolitan Police officer who used his car to knock a teenager off his moped in a tactical contact has been put under criminal investigation. If you criminalize them, if you put them at risk of criminal investigation for actually pursuing criminals, they're not going to pursue criminals. Criminals are going to become emboldened. Crime's going to increase. And that's exactly what was happening. These moped criminals are basically just laughing at police as they drove away. They took their helmets off. The police couldn't chase them, and they would literally laugh in their face as they slowly drove away. They didn't even need to be in a hurry because legally they couldn't be chased. It was absolutely ridiculous. That policy was supposedly reversed, but it isn't being reversed because they're still charging police for doing it. The unnamed officer struck the scooter to deliberately stop the 17-year-old youth riding dangerously in southeast London. The teenager, who was not wearing a helmet at the time, because they know if they do that, they're not going to get chased, was taken to hospital with serious head injuries and fractures, but was later discharged. So he wasn't seriously hurt. They discharged him from hospital quite fast. He later pled guilty to 5 offences, including theft, dangerous driving, and driving without a licence. So again, this was a criminal. He committed crimes, chased by a police officer who tried to use what little power he had to apprehend the criminal. And now the police officer is being criminally charged. And we wonder why moped crime, why stabbings are on the increase. Meanwhile, they've devoted literally, I think it's up to like 900 police officers now to tackle mean comments on the internet. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, expert, threat of nuke war with Russia, greatest in 50 years. This was Stephen F. Cohen, who's basically an expert who's been studying American relations for the past 50 years. He was on Tucker Carlson last night and said that Russiagate, this Mueller investigation, and basically the entire environment that prevents Trump from even being able to meet with Putin. They had the meeting arranged for Argentina a couple of weeks ago. It had to be cancelled because of optics. He said that this has put the United States at risk of nuclear war with Russia, the greatest threat for over 50 years. He says, quote, we're embroiled with crises that are fraught with hot war, not just cold war. He went on to say, This is not the case, talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis, and that's why I think the danger of war with Russia, at least since the Cuban Missile Crisis, is greater in my lifetime, in history, than it's ever been because of these Russiagate allegations for which I've yet to see any authentic evidence. So that is a guy who has 50 years experience studying American-Russian relations, saying we're at the greatest threat of hot nuclear war for 50 years plus, because of the fact that Trump is not allowed to practice basic diplomacy, basic communications, as we had at the height of the Cold War, as we had at the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis, simply for optics, because he would be accused of being Putin's puppet. Absolutely incredible situation. Meanwhile, Me Too backfires. Wall Street's new rule is avoid women at all costs. No one could have predicted this. So because men are so petrified now in Wall Street and these other high-pressure, highly paid professions, to even be around women for fear that they would be accused of sexual harassment or sexual assault, Wall Street bigwigs are basically not hiring women at all. So that is the effect that Me Too has had on women, literally stripping women of careers, employment, and money. Another astounding success for feminists. Absolutely incredible. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Again, take advantage of that massive Christmas special at InfoWarsStore.com. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Coming up next is The War Room. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before, as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the unbeatable ultimate bone broth, 55% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.